Stand by three.
You got those monkeys ready?
Where's the midget?
Roger on the monkey.
Brian the boy.
Are you ready? Is the last button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In three, all two, one.
What the?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was standing on this wire. My bad.
It's the WBHP Morning Show with Tony and Gary.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah. Come on.
Show. It is finally. Song's almost over. Friday.
Actually, there's two more minutes.
Oh, I could have gotten two more minutes?
Yeah.
I was just trying to get stuck.
I don't know what else they're going to talk about.
I don't either, because they quit singing and started talking.
I'm so excited.
I am excited. Corey's excited. Everybody's excited. We are excited.
It's been a morning for me.
Has it?
You know our song that we've ended with for... I don't know how long y'all have been with it, but as long as I've been here, Happy Trails.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
What?
It's gone. So I've had to work on that this morning, along with everything else.
Did you find it?
I fixed it.
Where'd it go?
I don't have
somebody
a clue.
Messing with it, probably.
Every now and then,
stuff
will disappear on this.
That's weird.
And the problem with that is because people... And the far stretches of this country have access to our stuff. That's just the way it works in the corporate world.
Yeah.
And so somebody decided, well,
why do you
have that
in
playing
there?
Happy Trails? Let's delete that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what happened. All I know is it was gone. And that.
Well, you're right.
Irritated the hell right out of me this morning.
That's why when you came aboard, you started putting everything on hard drives.
Yep.
Do you put stuff like that on the hard drive?
I'm sure it is on the hard drive, but it would have taken forever. It was easier to YouTube.
I'm just saying, though, if we had to go that route, you could find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that's easy to find on YouTube, though.
Oh, that's true.
And that's where I went to get it.
That's true. I'll tell you what, but we have interviews that have just come up missing, and some
yes,
that you can't replace.
Some good ones
that you can't replace.
Yeah, that stuff can't be replaced, but Happy Trails is...
Different.
You just try to get rid of it.
Yeah, Roy Rogers has been around for a while.
And he hadn't been around for a while.
I know he hasn't. That's true. All right, let's start with the weather.
It's cold.
It is cold.
28. No wind chill because the wind at the time this was snapshotted. Is that a word? Snapshot. Looked at was calm. So 28. So we're looking for mostly sunny skies. Going to be decent today, 60. But we're going to have winds, but out of the southwest. So that should be warmer winds than we've had most of the week. Gusting up to 15. Then the rain moves in, 20% chance after midnight. Thank you, Eric Clapton. Low 44. Then an 80% chance of showers tomorrow. That the chance of showers have just, for Saturday, have crept up all week.
Yeah, they have.
They started at 40% Monday. Now we're at 80%.
And 90% on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's going to rain all weekend.
And that's Saturday night, the 90%.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you let me handle the weather, Ms. Lowry? And you sneeze.
Thank you.
You'll catch that. Showers, maybe even some thunderstorms tomorrow, but I haven't seen anything about them being severe. High tomorrow, 58, 80% chance. So probably no baseball practice tomorrow.
Again?
Actually, we got ours in.
Did you?
Monday night.
How'd you do that?
It sprinkled a little, but we got it in.
Well, it wasn't raining everywhere, huh?
No. No, as a matter of fact, Fallon's stayed home with Logan. Because Logan takes night medications, and his night medication time was at the same time baseball practice was supposed to start. So so she texted me, and she said, "Are y'all on your way home?" And I said, "Well, now we're practicing baseball." She said, "Well, it's coming a flood here."
What?
I said, "Well, we've had sprinkles, but it's not
too bad." Yeah, and that's how it works in the Tennessee Valley.
Yeah. Anyway, showers, a 90% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm Saturday night, 51. Then a 50% chance on Sunday, 59. And a 30% chance lingering into Sunday night, low around 34. We could see a flurry or two out of that, depending on when the cold weather gets
in. You know, I heard them say that last night, that Monday morning.
Yeah, just a flurry.
But it's going to be, isn't it going to be too warm?
Well, no, it's going to be 34.
Oh,
that's
I
cold
see.
Enough.
It's cold enough. Okay.
That's cold enough for
it. Fine.
It'll be a flurry or two, but I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't park out in the middle of the road, Ms. Lowry. Monday when you get here. Mostly sunny 48 on Monday. Mostly sunny 49 on Tuesday. Sunny 49 on Wednesday. And then finally, sunny 59 on Thursday. I'm just glad it's going to be dry.
Yeah, me too.
A little nippy, but dry.
Yeah. And today's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
I am in a hole, Corey. And I know they were in here yesterday.
Well, you dig yourself into a hole about every morning.
I tell you what, turn mine up just a hair. Because I don't think I can turn this up anymore. Well, I'm still in the hole. But that happens on Fridays.
Yeah. I don't know why they have to mess with stuff.
I don't either.
They don't wear headphones. I don't know why
We'll have to fix
that. Well, what happens is, and God love them, they're preachers.
Yes. And I'm not going to say anything. They bless the studio when they come in.
Yes, they do. I've been here. And I've been blessed by them. And I appreciate it. But what they do is they push everything back out of their way. And they don't understand that when they do that, that messes with stuff.
It does.
And I ain't telling them.
Wait a minute. I think I may have it.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I fixed it. Somewhat fixed it.
They're paying somebody to be here, so I'm not getting involved in that. You know how that goes.
All right.
Ms. Palmer to come over here and chit-chat with me about that.
That's not good. Well, now you're going in and out.
Me?
That must be the...
I am? Yeah, that's your headphones.
That's fine. This thing right here. You just keep talking. Why don't you bring Jim in and talk to Jim while I fix this?
All right. Why don't you just go home? I'll just handle it again since your headphones won't work. She can't hear a word I'm saying. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey. Yeah, sounds like you all got technical problems.
I think I fixed it.
Good.
I fixed it. Can you believe that?
Well, give yourself a pay raise.
A dead clock's right twice a day, Ms.
Oh,
Larry.
Correct. Because I never fix anything. Corey had to fix a printer this morning. I mean, it was like, whoa. You know what had happened? They had turned, and I remember you telling me this before, so I can't take all the credit, but they had turned the master down.
And not on purpose. Just
by hitting it.
I know by the way you talked by the way you spoke to me this morning that you thought I was perturbed when you came in there about the printer. But that's when you came in, I had just found out that song was gone. And that's why I was perturbed.
Yeah.
I was like, son of a... Like, well, I've got time to deal with this.
You know,
this
if you're
morning.
Mad at me, you'll get over it in a few minutes.
Usually.
So whatever I had done.
Especially today, it's payday.
Well, and especially since I hadn't seen you or talked to you, I don't know what I could have done to offend you.
Well, sometimes in the mornings, it's hectic.
It is. Every morning's hectic.
Last thing I need is something added.
I know.
Like trying to find stuff that's been deleted.
I know.
All right. We have complained enough, Jim.
Yes.
What would you like to complain about this morning?
Well, I don't have anything. I mean, it was a great news day yesterday.
It was.
In fact, Jim, just hang on a second. I'm going to play the soundbite so that you can talk about it, because I know that you have a vested interest in this. But I wanted to go back first. You know, the media, they constantly reported on the insanity of Donald Trump. He's insane. Why is he trying to start a nuclear war? Why?
He's talking mean.
He is. Calling him Rocket Man, blah, blah, blah. So I wanted to play a little montage first of just some of the things the media had been talking about. Here we go.
Okay.
I think.
Hang on a minute.
Is this Monday or what?
Push the button.
Hang on, Jim.
No, I got it.
Well, we can't have dead air.
No,
President Trump for Gary.
All right, here we go.
He wasn't a president. He was a preacher up there, given his dark world view.
It's really frightening to hear an American president talk about obliterating any other country.
The rhetoric was irresponsible. It was put many world leaders on edge. And frankly, it was contradictory in many, many places.
I'd call it a simplistic axis of evil speech on steroids. I mean, hold on one more time.
You know, simplistic axis of evil. On steroids.
Does this go down in the history of weird UN speeches?
It is certainly an unusual speech, a weird speech, Rocket Man insulting Kim Jong-un.
So that was all after he had the speech at the UN where he was saying, you know, we can't have this anymore.
And, you know, President Trump knows how to talk to these nations, and I think he took a lot of his forcefulness from Ronald Reagan, because you can't wishy-washy, you know, give North Korea anything, because that's what they've always been after.
Right.
They've always been saber-rattling to get stuff out of countries, especially out of the U.S. You know, Clinton gave them how much money? Clinton gave them other things. And
so did Bush, and so did Obama.
Went and cowed down. Yeah, and Obama just, you know, bent over backwards to appease them, and it wasn't tough at all. Trump came in and was very tough and very forceful, and, you know, he even threatened to blow them off the face of the earth.
Yep.
And that's what they understand.
Well, I want you to listen to the South Korean, I believe he is the foreign minister, if I'm not mistaken. And I want to hear...
Call him the national security advisor.
Yeah. Really?
South Korean National Security Advisor.
Well, how about that? So I want you to hear what he had to say last night, and then tell me what you think. All right, here we go.
Good evening. Today I had the privilege of briefing President Trump on my recent visit to Pyongyang, North Korea. I'd like to thank President Trump, the Vice President, and his wonderful national security team, including my close friend, General McMaster. I explained to President Trump that his leadership and his maximum pressure policy, together with international solidarity, brought us to this juncture. I expressed President Moon Jae-in's personal gratitude for President Trump's leadership. I told President Trump that in our meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is committed to denuclearization. Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests. He understands that the routine joint military exercises between the Republic of Korea and the United States must continue. And he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization. The Republic of Korea, along with the United States, Japan, and our many partners around the world, remain fully and resolutely committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Along with President Trump, we are optimistic about continuing a diplomatic process to test the possibility of a peaceful resolution. The Republic of Korea, the United States, and our partners stand together in insisting that we not repeat the mistakes of the past, and that the pressure will continue until North Korea matches its words with concrete actions. Thank you.
Wow.
So
I've got to turn you back on.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Make any energy to keep Stewart.
Okay, we don't need that.
Chill out.
So Jim, I thought they gave Trump a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, and he deserves it. He did. He has done excellent in negotiating with these folks and standing firm to get what he wants. And he realizes that you can't just play North Korea's game. And, so North Korea, Kim Jong-un has basically given in to Trump because Trump got all he wanted. He got them to say that they would denuclearize.
Well, but we can't really believe them, right? Right
no,
now.
You've got to keep an eye on them, we're still going to do military exercises.
Right, and we're still keeping the sanctions in place. So unlike
the sanctions are staying in place.
Yeah, unlike
previous. The thing that worries.
Go ahead. Thing that worries you.
The thing that worries me is the South Korean President Moon is not a very right wing guy. He's more democratic than anything, and I have a concern that he's in for this unification, making one Korea. So
that'd be okay as long as Kim wasn't the guy in charge, right?
Well, No, we don't want. We don't,
oh, you
want
don't
one
want
Korea.
Okay.
No. You're then in for a lot of trouble.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can just start naming things off that would be disadvantages and going, things going astray.
Okay.
And you try to, look what happened when East and West Germany became one.
Wasn't that a good thing?
Yeah. So, not when it initially happened, because all the East Germans came to the West and took all their jobs for reduced prices.
That's true.
And then you've got all the refugees, it's being taken into the whole country of Germany, and Germany's having to pay for all them. And the German people have realized that, hey, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Have
you been to the DMZ?
Oh, many times,
yeah.
Yes.
So this Peace House they're talking about, do you know where that is?
Yes, I've been there.
You've been there. Okay.
Yes.
Which is on the South Korean side, but it's right there on the DMZ, correct?
Yes. Well, I assume they're talking about where they have the negotiations.
Yes.
And half of the house is in North Korea, and half of it's in South Korea. It kind of straddles the 38th parallel.
Now, can you imagine in any sense of the word, in any way, that President Trump would go to the Peace House?
No.
Because that's what they're talking about.
No.
If they have a meeting, is that where it's going to be?
They wouldn't even allow Pence there.
It's going to be at the White House.
Kim is coming to the White House? That's not
yes.
happening.
Yes.
That would be the safest for President Trump.
Yeah, but I don't see that happening. But you may know more than I do about, well, you probably do, about this.
Yes.
My wife
streams the Korean television, the Korean newscast from South Korea.
Well, I've always said that if you want to get the real news, you got to go to the news
station. I assumed they'd meet in South Korea somewhere.
I did, too, or Japan.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. But I can't imagine the President of the United States going to go.
Japan wouldn't let him in.
Oh, I see. Not after you shot missiles over
their
head.
Well, let me tell you what.
Not after he's shooting missiles over their head.
Just wait until Kim Jong-un enters this country. Talk about security. We're going to go back to level
15,
you know, orange or whatever it was on our terrorist alert.
You know, because you know they are known for, you touch somebody, they're dead.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you get around that? I mean, look what happened to the Russians in London. You know, they're found frothing at the mouth on park benches.
I mean, will Trump shake his hand?
Well, I don't. That's my point. How do you, I mean, without gloves on? And
maybe they need to meet at San Quentin and be and one be on one side of the bulletproof glass and the other on the other side.
Well,
they talk on the phone.
Now think about this a second, because that poison that poisoned the Russians, I know this is a different deal, but it's similar to how Kim's brother, half-brother, got killed. Mm-hmm. There was some kind of...
It's a nerve agent.
Nerve agent. We talked about that. But now, not only those two are in critical condition, but the police officer who was the first to arrive on the scene is in critical condition. And there's like 15 other people they're looking at it being sick, who are in the general area. Mm-hmm. I mean, that isn't just touching somebody. They even went to the cafe where they had just eaten.
This is going to be a Secret Service nightmare.
Yeah.
You got to come in physical contact with nerve agent. You just can't. I mean, it's not a.
Well, then, how did that happen? Was it sprayed so in such a wide area that other people got it too?
Could have been. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything mentioned though about spraying. I just remember those.
I'm just saying that. How
couple,
else?
Well, people got. You know, basically, wasn't it two women put it on them?
Something. Oh, in the North Korean guy. Yeah, but I'm talking about what happened in London. Are you familiar with that story?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, so just recently, high-powered, actually, they think they were double agents, were found on a father and his daughter. His daughter had been real famous back in the day, and I can't remember her name. I was going to have to do some research on her. There's a big, big scandal here in the U.S. on her. But anyway, Russian double agents found on a park bench, frothing at the mouth, you know, passed out, critical condition. They're saying it was a nerve agent. And then the first police officer on the scene is in critical condition. And then other people who were in the area are now at the hospital. How does that happen?
Well, like I said, you pretty much got to come in contact with a nerve agent.
Hmm. Well, it's kind of weird. But anyway, back to Kim. Can you imagine if President Trump had gloves on to shake the man's hand? The media go crazy saying, he's so chicken.
What about a hazmat suit? That's what
that's what he needs.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
No, I don't think. I think it'll be, well, there obviously will be a lot of security. And I just wonder how many people Kim will bring with him.
How many will be allowed in to see the president?
Yeah, and how will he get here? Will they allow him to fly a plane into the U.S.?
Well, he can't do that.
You know,
he'd have to come, you know, with a military, a U.S. escort. Military escort.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that plane that his sister flew down to Incheon with.
Yeah, but you're going to have, you know, he could fly it into the White House if he wanted to. I mean,
that was a 757 or something like that. He's got one plane that he uses to travel. And unfortunately, he's got some serious health problems is what they're estimating. You know, he's got everything from sexually transmitted diseases to gout to heart problems to blood pressure problems to diabetes.
Mental problems.
Oh, well, we know he's got mental problems.
It's going to be interesting to see, Jim, how this all plays out because, you know, but having said that, the fact that they're not lessening the sanctions at all, which is what other presidents have done, you know, give him stuff before you get stuff. You need to get everything. We need to get everything that we want before we give him anything, including, you know, they were already, the IAEA was already inspecting, you know, and supposedly, you know, he was getting rid of his nukes. And they were wrong. So we need to get people in there who really know what they're doing, not playing politics or... You know.
Yeah, and you know Obama didn't do nothing, but Trump, you're going to see Trump. Trump knows how to negotiate, and Trump knows that he's got to. He can't give him something because he didn't expect something in return.
Yeah, it's not going to work that way.
That's been their old way of operating.
Mm-hmm. I guess the only thing keeping Kim Jong-un from doing something stupid if he does get to come over here is knowing that when he does,
it is
over
for him and.
Yeah, I mean,
and the generals and everybody.
I mean,
else,
if he's touched with a nerve agent, I mean, he's Trump. I mean, that stuff acts pretty quickly, right, Jim?
Right.
I mean, they'll shoot him on live TV.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
it'll
be over.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so, depending on where you come in contact with it, you know, it's within. If you get it, the worst case is if you get it in your eyes. You know, it's just a few seconds, so your body starts reacting to it.
Right.
But if you get it on your skin or something, it's a couple of minutes. You know, the strange thing that struck me when I started hearing about all his health problems, I could see something happening with him wanting to get some medical treatment in the U.S.
Well, that could be. And I think I heard somebody say yesterday that he just wants he wants the assurance that they're not going to try to take him out, that he gets to stay there and be dictator, and get all his cognac and movies.
But doesn't he understand that if he just behave himself, we're not going to mess with him?
I don't know if he does or not, because you know he like everybody else isn't really getting a whole lot of information. I mean, are the generals? What are the generals feeding him that? Yeah. You know, they're gonna take you out, blah, 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 blah.
They do control him.
The hardliners, All right, Jim, thank you for your expertise as well. If your wife hears anything on South Korean radio, TV, whatever, let us know.
Yeah, she watches the Korean news on TV.
Yeah. So they are reporting that Kim Jong-un's
coming
to the White House.
Yes.
Wow.
I wonder why we're not reporting that.
Well,
when I say
the
media here.
I think I'm sure it's probably on some news networks. However, it's, you know, you're probably not going to see a lot on the mainstream networks, ABC, CBS, or CNN.
When this broke,
they're not going to give Trump credit for anything.
Oh, no.
When this broke yesterday, I immediately turned it to CNN, and they were talking about Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
The biggest story
could be,
I would say, in this president's tenure so far.
Right.
And they're talking about Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, because they don't want to talk about anything.
Look at it this way. Obama, they nominated within the first 100 days Obama to receive the Nobel Peace Prize, and he got it. Or whatever they claim he did within the first 100 days.
I have no idea what
I mean.
He got
this
for.
Is obvious that if this thing, if Trump pulled this off, which it looks like he's going to, he ought to get the Nobel Peace Prize for this.
Absolutely, he should.
Good luck with that.
But that ain't happening.
We'll see.
He has been nominated. Did y'all see that story? He has been nominated, but they're looking to see if it's Russian bots nominating him.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. It's just too rich. You couldn't write this stuff.
No, and I can't. You know, the joke of the week is sending two CNN reporters to Russia and Thailand to try to get information, going dumpster diving in Russia and going to see this hooker in a Thailand jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We covered that pretty extensively yesterday.
What a waste of money.
Well, they don't care about money. They just want to keep the Russia thing alive and try to make the dossier true. Jim?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
We got to go. Thank you again for your expertise.
Okay, you guys have a good weekend.
You too, Jim. You know, and you have a great day. It is interesting when you look at all that, you know his wife listening to local. You know, I've said all along, you know, you got to listen to the local TV and radio to get the truth. You know, they're reporting on it a lot better than the national media.
And often, you know, we look at foreign sources, media sources, to get better coverage of American news.
That's right.
It's like unfortunate.
Like the Daily Mail. Yeah, it is sad, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a break. Don't go away.
Miss Tony and Gary, listen to our podcast free anytime, day or night.
And check out our blog at tonyandgary.com with links to the podcast, email, iHeartRadio, listen online, and all the latest stories and video.
And like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Tony and Gary.
It's the morning show with Tony and Gary on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
This Sunday, our iHeartRadio Music Awards are here for the love of music. See can't-miss live performances by Ed Sheeran, Eminem, Cardi B, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, Camila Cabello, Charlie Puth, N.E.R.D., and surprises you'll have to see to believe. Sunday night at 7 on TBS, TNT, and True TV.
Brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's $1 nacho fries, covered in bold Mexican spices and dipped in warm nacho cheese sauce. Now serving at a Taco Bell near you.
Hi, I'm Kerry Rosenblum, and we at Rosenblum Realty would like to make 2018 a wonderful year for you and your family by helping you into a home of your own. Whatever your housing needs are, we can help you with that dream of home ownership and make it a reality for you. Call us at 256-539-9501 or visit us on the web at rosenblumrealty.com, and we'll put our years of experience to work for you.
Speed limit 55. Right turn only. Exit here. With some signs, it's clear what you're supposed to do. But heart attack warning signs aren't always this obvious. They can feel like arm pain, nausea, dizziness, shortness of breath, fatigue. If you experience the warning signs, call 911 and know that you can count on the accredited chest pain center at Crestwood Medical Center for nationally recognized heart care.
Keeping you informed. Now, a Tennessee Valley News Update on WBHP.
Good morning, I'm Melissa Riopke. Here's a quick update from the WHNT News 19 newsroom. A six-year-old boy is in the hospital this morning after being hit by a car in Decatur. Police got the call to Gaslight Place and Brookline Avenue around 2:45 yesterday afternoon. The child was flown to UAB Hospital. Police have not released details surrounding the circumstances of the crash. Three people remain in jail without bond in the drive-by shooting death of a three-year-old Huntsville girl. Martin Avenez, Brittany Kingston, and Dominique Russell are charged with capital murder. Investigators say a confrontation Wednesday continued on social media, culminating in that night's shooting. One of the bullets fired at the house on Murray Road hit three-year-old Livia as she slept on the couch. President Donald Trump says he will exempt Canada and Mexico from the tariffs set to take effect in 15 days. The two countries spared from the steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports while the U.S. negotiates changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement. And those are some of the stories we're following this Friday, March 9th.
This Sunday, our iHeartRadio Music Awards are here for the love of music. See can't-miss live performances by Ed Sheeran, Eminem, Cardi B, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, Camila Cabello, Charlie Puth, N.E.R.D., and surprises you'll have to see to believe. Sunday night at 7 on TBS, TNT, and True TV.
Brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's $1 nacho fries, covered in bold Mexican spices and dipped in warm nacho cheese sauce. Now serving at a Taco Bell near you.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Thanks for listening to Tony and Gary in the morning here on WBHP. The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Unbound.org.
Friday morning, first check on traffic. Brought to a cold start around the valley this morning, but no wrecks or stalls to warn you about if you're already on the road around Athens, around Decatur. 565 is in good shape. Up and down the parkway looking good. No problems heading over Chapman Mountain on Highway 72. No problems on 431 around Big Cove. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
There's a girl in El Salvador who dreams of becoming an engineer. There's an elder in Uganda who dreams of having a community to call his own. No two dreams are the same. Help one person achieve theirs at unbound.org.
Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
And people still argue global warming, but even the climate change disruption people are saying that we're seeing some cooler temperatures. I say, however, these abrupt changes and peculiarities are far greater than just, you know, the possibility of the sun beating down on us and causing more heat. You know, the weather is too weird.
Catch Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, weeknights 9 to midnight on 812:30 WBHP.
Guys, when it comes to grooming, we're no longer interested in discount chains and unisex salons. Men nowadays demand the warm, personal atmosphere of the barbershop of days gone by while enjoying man-sized leather chairs, big-screen TVs, and a cold drink. Rooster's Men's Grooming Center has it all for you. They're located at 475 Providence Main Street in Huntsville. Give them a call at Rooster's Men's Grooming Center at 489-0886.
Maddie, what are you doing? How do you like the new sign? Sutton and Daughters Furniture? Does Daddy know about this? Well, we can't call it Sutton and Sons because we don't have any brothers. And besides, we've helped Daddy in the store practically since we were babies. Sutton and Daughters, that has a nice ring to it. Finally, some respect around here. Laren, this could be the start of a new trend. Either that or World War III.
The brands you trust, like Flexsteel, Hooker, and Lexington, at a price you'll love.
That's because Daddy said sell it.
Sutton Furniture.
Highway 72 in Athens.
WBHP is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Welcome back to the morning show. Okay, what are we giving away?
$40 for Popeye's Cajun Fried Chicken. Movie passes for two at Hollywood 18. Family four-pack to the Botanical Gardens. $20 from Dunkin' Donuts, Huntsville and Madison.
And a day pass to the range at Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison.
All you have to do is call us. At the end of the show, we'll draw from all the people who have called in, and that person wins.
534-3521 and 309-2313.
And we've added prizes. We have tickets to tomorrow night at 7, right, for Stand Up Live?
Yes, that's right.
Tomorrow night at 7, so we've added two passes for that. All right. We started this yesterday, and it was we were working our way through the alphabet, but all the answers end in Z. So, for example, we had known as The Rock, this California island has housed a lighthouse, military fort, and a prison. Begins with A, ends in Z. That was Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. So you see how we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is begins with H, H, and ends in Z. John Kerry's wife is the heir to this pickle and ketchup. I didn't know about the pickles. Pickle, and ketchup manufacturing giant. John Kerry's wife. The heir to this pickle and ketchup manufacturing giant. Begins with H, ends in Z.
Mm-hmm.
Frequency measured in thousands of cycles per second. Begins with K, ends in Z. Frequency measured in thousands of cycles per second.
Mm-hmm.
Begins with L, ends in Z. The 21st most common last name in the U.S. Just ask George or Jennifer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the 21st most popular name in the United States?
21st most common last name in the U.S. Just ask George or Jennifer. Begins with L, ends in Z.
I would not have thought that.
Me either. All right, phone numbers are
256-534-3521 and 309-2313.
All right, so we'll get back to North Korea here in a minute. Yeah, we will. Let's go to the school shooting for a minute.
Okay.
Because there's a couple of things there before we have new audio.
One in Florida?
Huh?
One in Florida.
Parkland.
We didn't speak about the one in Birmingham, which is odd.
No, but we're going to get to that in a second, too. And we're going to get to the science of it's okay for you to marry your first cousin. Well, you know, we got to get to that. It's Alabama.
There's science for that?
There's science for that.
Oh, the good folks in Moulton will be happy to hear about this.
I'm sure they will. and we now have audio. Laws. We have new audio of the resource officer.
Yes.
On his walkie-talkie or whatever it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that. I hadn't heard it yet.
Yeah. That's the one I sent you is long because I couldn't get it to pull up on my computer, so we may have to narrow it, but we'll work on that during the break.
Okay.
In this case, this particular part of this story really bothers me. So when the shooting started, there were two Miramar SWAT team members, which is a, you know, another town close to Parkland. So the SWAT members did exactly what you would think they would do. They heard what was going on, and so they immediately went to the school. Now they weren't from that area, but Miramar, I think, is the place, you know, right next door, kind of like Coral Springs or one of the, you know, kind of like Madison would be to Huntsville or.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, so they hear what's going on, and these SWAT team members went directly to the school immediately.
Without even being called.
Without even being
called.
They heard about it.
And said, well, we're gone.
And they went.
Yep.
And now they've been suspended.
Suspended?
They didn't have permission to respond to the shooting at Parkland. They didn't have permission. And according to...
Well, I'll tell you what. That'll get your blood pressure up right there.
And, quote unquote, and that created an officer safety issue and left them unaccountable for their actions, according to their police department. The union, the police union, said while it may have been a violation of policy, because they didn't notify anybody, they just went.
Mm-hmm.
According to the union, while it may have been a violation of policy to not notify their supervisors that they were going there, their intentions were brave and heroic. Well, yeah, you think? Because the SWAT officers who responded went in.
Oh.
One of them told supervisors he was in the Coral Springs area when the gunfire happened. It's not known where the other one drove. They weren't together.
So Miramar is about 30 miles away.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that's...
Well, this one said that...
that
he,
is a stretch.
Well...
Jurisdictional.
The one said that he was in Coral Springs. He was already in Coral Springs when he
Coral
heard
Springs
it.
Is only a few miles from
yeah.
from Parkland.
And now they're saying they didn't know where the other SWAT team member drove from. But this one, the one was... But they said they were both close by the high school already.
Okay.
So they were already in the general vicinity within a few blocks.
I wonder why they were there to begin with.
Well, they're probably working on something else, or maybe they were off duty, or maybe they were...
Coral Springs is 3.7 miles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they were right there, right? They hear what's going on.
Town center, of course, so who knows how close they could have been. You know what I mean?
A third SWAT member, Officer Kevin Gonzalez, was accused of being linked to several social media posts that put the city and police in a negative light and was suspended for violating the department's social media policy and the code of conduct.
Uh-huh.
According to the spokesperson, she said she could not comment further on where he may have posted information, probably on Facebook or something, saying, you know, why didn't you go in or, you
right.
know, some, yeah. All three were notified February 22nd of their indefinite removal from what their department called a privilege program were ordered to surrender their SWAT-issued rifles.
Wow.
They remained on active duty for other assignments, but not SWAT. Well.
Wow. That explains to you why a resident police officer or sheriff's deputy, Scott, is very guarded about what he says on this program.
Oh, absolutely.
And I never see a word about anything related to police work on his Facebook page because of this right here.
But think about it. I mean, this is what they're trained to do. You're within 3 miles of a school shooting and you don't run to the scene?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do? But police response plans around the country have been changed to avoid having cops swarm to the scene. Why?
Oh, no, we don't want that.
Why? A crowd of arriving law enforcement can jam roads that ambulances need to use,
really?
Overwhelm radios, and in general, add to the confusion of the police response.
Really?
That's from the police department.
What we needed were police officers who had cojones, because the resource officer there had none. So those kids needed some help. And these guys, thank God, were there to go in. Now, were they the first ones to go in, or was Coral Springs?
Well, I think Coral Springs was.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still.
Lessons learned from the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting and the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport shooting clearly demonstrate that a controlled, organized response is what is most effective. Well, yeah, if you do your job.
Well, I mean, I get that.
Sure, but... Well, what they're saying is that the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood, you remember when the terrorist that came from Alaska took his gun out of the...
Oh, yeah.
And started shooting people?
Yeah.
Well, over 2,000 cops responded to the original report of gunfire. And according to the report by the Broward Sheriff's Office, 5 people were killed, 6 others wounded in the rampage. Well, the rampage was the guy shooting.
Oh, that was in Broward County, too?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So,
listen, Sheriff Israel...
Need fewer cops.
Madison didn't say that, by the way. City of Madison didn't say that.
No.
They've hired more. This Broward County Sheriff's Department needs to be investigated thoroughly. And it is being by the Florida... By FLEA.
FLEA, yeah.
FLEA, the Florida Law Enforcement Agency. FLEA.
I think I'd change one word.
Something, yeah.
So I'm not a FLEA. But this, I'm sorry, but this bothered me. I know that a lot of people responded to the airport fine, and it was chaotic because people were running on the tarmac.
That's what happens when a terrorist attack happens.
That was a terrorist attack.
It is chaos.
And this was a terrorist attack, but not ISIS. The airport was...
Domestic terrorists.
Yeah. So, but, you know, if you've got 2 SWAT members in the area, and they run to the scene... Well, when you run in the building, they can tell your SWAT members, officers.
Yeah.
You know, other cops can tell. I'm sure those hiding behind the bushes could tell.
Yeah.
Right? They
yeah.
could tell.
They thought, well, thank God somebody.
Somebody
here.
Showed up. I don't have to go in there.
I laugh at that because I'm so irritated at
I
how
know.
Those how
but
those officers.
But it bothers
officers
me that they.
Acted.
I mean, why not give them a reprimand? Why take them off the SWAT team? That's...
I understand they may have violated...
Policy.
Yeah.
That... I don't quite get that. They were brave. They were there to help. They were putting their lives on the line. I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Is one of your answers Heinz?
It is Heinz. That is correct. I didn't know they did pickles, but John Kerry's wife is heir to this pickle and ketchup manufacturing giant, which would be Heinz. Begins with an H, ends with a Z. Yep.
All righty. Y'all have a good morning. Just wanted to call in.
Thank you, Robert. You have a great day.
You too.
And Jamie? Hey, Jamie.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I just want to call by and say good morning.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
We caught old Jamie in the shower the other morning, Ms. Lowry, while you were out. I went to him, and we hear...
Well, you know...
And then finally he comes to the phone and says, "Hey, I'm in the shower." I'm like, Wow, that is dedication right there.
Well, you know, if you're on hold for a while, there are things you got to do. I just got to say. We love you guys. All right, so there's a lot of other stories we're going to get to. We have a lot of sound bites. Big news day yesterday.
If you don't have anything, you're going to right this second.
Go ahead.
The state of our schools.
Yes.
Not security, I mean education, is in trouble. So yesterday Logan comes home and he needs some help with some homework. And Logan has a learning deficiency.
Disability.
Learning deficiency.
Oh, okay.
I've been corrected on that multiple times.
Alrighty.
And
they keep changing the words and I can't keep up.
Learning deficiency.
Okay.
And so he's on about a third grade level in reading. But he's in a seventh grade literature class. Uh-huh. So the way they think they're fixing that is the book that they're reading, A Wrinkle in Time, which the movie's coming out this week, I think.
Yeah, I understand it is a... Anyway, we'll get to that.
Is it liberal or something?
Yeah, it's kind of anti-Christian.
Well, yeah, it would be. It's about idols and stuff.
Yeah,
it would be.
Yeah, but I don't know. Anyway, I haven't seen it, so I'll have to wait until I see it. It's Oprah Winfrey's in it.
Creatures and stuff. Yeah, I saw
it. But I like creature movies.
Okay.
You know, like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter.
Right.
You know, and for a long time they said Harry Potter stuff was
anti
the occult and stuff.
Yeah,
but you have to, if you watch it, you're looking at it in a different light.
Right. Now, I haven't read the whole book. Maybe it is anti-Christian, for all I know. But we know movies.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Movies
I shouldn't have said that before seeing it. Yeah.
Distort books.
Go ahead.
Many times, Homer Hickam.
Anyway, so that's what you're reading.
So that's what so they read that in class.
Uh-huh.
The teacher actually reads it to these children.
Right.
Okay. And then she sends home study guides with questions you have to answer.
Sure.
Okay.
That's
so
pretty normal.
So one of the questions last night was, compare and contrast the three strange ladies. How are they alike and how are they different?
Okay.
Well, I can't help him with that because I haven't read the book. And he either doesn't grasp it enough to understand
what that means,
what they're alike, you know, how they're like or different, or he's not listening.
Right.
So part of it is his issue, probably not paying as close attention as he should. But so I called the teacher up because then I did read the book. And this book is, I mean, it's on a seventh grade level. And for someone with a third grade understanding of reading, it's going to have a hard
time. Why is he in that class?
Well, I'll get to that. And so someone that's on a third grade level would have a hard time understanding the way it's written.
Right.
Because it's written, you know. So I called the teacher up and I said, now, and I read her the excerpt. And I said, now, how do you think someone on a third grade reading level can understand how to put that, how to turn that into how these three ladies are alike or different? Well, now, Mr. Moss, what I would do is I would type in that question into Google.
Huh?
And write that answer down.
What?
I said, do what? Are you telling me to Google and find out the answer?
Well, I mean, you get kicked out of class when I was in school for plagiarizing.
I got detention.
Yes.
For having Wikipedia. A watch with a calculator on it when I was in school. I said,
Google it and write the answer down?
She said, that's what I tell my nephew what I told my nephew when he took this same exact class. And I said, but how is that helping
him?
How is that
learning.
Teaching him anything?
Yeah.
Swear, hand to the sky. She said, well, he is learning something. He's learning how to look something up on Google.
Did you record that conversation?
And I said, Miss So-and-so, do you not understand? I almost had a coronary yesterday. I said, do you not understand? And I said, I understand this isn't you're following your protocol or whatever you got to do. But do you not understand that if kids are having to Google answers to questions, there's a problem somewhere?
Yeah, like in, you know, you can, I hate to say this, dumb those things down a little bit. You can when you're talking about it, you can explain what it is.
Right.
And hopefully they'll pick up that
right
part of it. and remember that you said that and say, see, this one does this and that one does this. And that's how they're different, and this one does this, and that, and that's how they're alike. Right. You could go ahead and explain all that.
Right. I just couldn't believe I was being told.
I took a lot of literature classes, and usually they just kind of leave it up to you to figure it out.
But, well, that's what the way mine were.
Well, I mean, all the way through.
I wasn't walked through anything.
Oh, no, I wasn't either.
But this is supposed to be
and we didn't have,
a helper class,
yeah,
quote
we didn't
unquote.
Have.
Right, but I just couldn't believe it. Google the questions. And that's... write down the answer.
All right, then.
I said, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
And then you go on and teach him something else.
Yeah. Oh, I asked her, I said, well, can he Google the answers to the questions on the test?
Because how's he going to remember that?
Right. Of course, she said no.
Well, Google the answers, put them on there, and then memorize.
And then you got to memorize them.
And then memorize the answers. Don't learn the answers, but
right.
memorize them.
Exactly right.
So you can pass the test.
That's exactly
right.
All right,
well, you know, it's solved now, Corey. Now you know what to do.
Google it.
And then memorize.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Stand Up to Cancer. Friday morning traffic, we're off to a cold start. The weather not causing any problems so far. A good ride around Athens, around Decatur, and the Madison area. No big delay spotted on the parkway, and 565 looking good, no problems. If you're heading over Chapman Mountain on 72, 431 around Big Cove looking good as well this morning. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. 20 years ago, when my mom had lung cancer, she didn't have many choices. But today, you do. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer, please visit standuptocancer.org/lungcancer to learn more.
If you're looking for one of the finest dining experiences in the Tennessee Valley,
if you're
looking for the best,
do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs, 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs, 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
This Sunday, our iHeartRadio Music Awards are here for the love of music. See can't-miss live performances by Ed Sheeran, Eminem, Cardi B, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, Camila Cabello, Charlie Puth, N.E.R.D., and surprises you'll have to see to believe. Sunday night at 7 on TBS, TNT, and True TV.
Brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's $1 nacho fries, covered in bold Mexican spices and dipped in warm nacho cheese sauce. Now serving at a Taco Bell near you.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there in 134 countries, including the U.S. To make a difference in a child's life, go to SOSUSA.org.
Can't hear your favorite shows on the radio? Then listen to WBHP on your phone with the free iHeartRadio app.
I'm Keith Pinkerton with Mr. Electric. Keep your family safe. Call me about a home safety inspection. It's only $89.95. I can be contacted at 256-536-8119.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
So why do people drive from all over the Southeast to Eddie Pruitt Ford?
Tremendous savings on new Ford cars and trucks, crossovers, and SUVs.
Right now, great buys at Eddie Pruitt Ford. Great incentives from Ford Motor Company, as well as from Eddie Pruitt himself. And he's got those program vehicles with still under factory warranty mileage on them at Eddie Pruitt Ford, and you can save thousands and thousands of dollars. And at Eddie Pruitt Ford, every new Ford comes with a powertrain lifetime warranty. You heard me right. A lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Ford sold at Eddie Pruitt Ford. So do like I do and have been doing for years. I head over to Hartsell, Alabama, Highway 31 and do business with my friend Eddie Pruitt. And you'll do it too because he'll treat you right at Eddie Pruitt Ford, Highway 31, Hartsell.
This is WBHP Huntsville, WHOS Decatur, and WDRM FM HD2 Decatur, an iHeart radio station.
For 3 days only, you'll find amazing bargains at Madison RV sell-off sale. Last month's sale was so successful, we're loaded with premium units taken in trade. Madison RV is also restocked with 2019 and will still honor factory discounts. Make an offer on the RV you want. Travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, all ready for your inspection. These premium units are marked way down. 3 days only at Madison RV, off of 565 by the airport.
So I got my X chair and was such a huge fan and had such an amazing result from it that I ended up getting them for my entire staff. And I got to tell you, there's never been anything that we've done that has boosted morale or gotten as much productivity out of our team as just giving them these X chairs. It's amazing. Every day people are coming in literally saying how much better they feel, how much longer they're able to work, how much more we're able to produce. And so it has really been a game changer for our agency because literally people are staying at work longer and getting more out of their day because of a chair. I would have never thought that was possible.
Feel and see the X-Chair difference now by going to TryXChair.com. That's TryXChair.com or call 1-844-X-Chair. X-Chair comes with a 30-day guarantee. If you aren't truly thrilled by the look and feel, return it for a full refund of the purchase price. Order today to save $100 and get free shipping. And if you go to TryXChair.com now and use code TALK, you'll also receive a free footrest. That's TryXChair.com or call 1-844-X-Chair.
Paid endorsement.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Think It Up. Friday morning traffic, we're off to a cold start. The weather not causing any problems so far. A good ride around Athens, around Decatur, and the Madison area. No big delay spotted on the parkway, and 565 looking good, no problems. If you're heading over Chapman Mountain on 72, 431 around Big Cove looking good as well this morning. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join us at thinkitup.org.
This is Michael Berry. Join me this afternoon at 5. Now back to Tony and Gary on the Valley's Big Talker, 800 and 1230 WBHP.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
6:06 on the morning show. It is finally Friday. Woohoo! We are so excited. Don't forget, tomorrow night, before you go to bed, spring forward. Set your clock forward 1 hour. Tomorrow night when you go to bed. Daylight saving time.
Yep.
Again. So what'll happen is you'll have less daylight in the morning and more daylight in the afternoon for a while until things kind of...
And you're one of the weird people who would rather have more daylight in the morning.
Well, that's because I'm up early in the morning, right. And I'd rather have some daylight.
You're asleep when... Basically. Or trying to sleep when... Hey, I remember when I first started the show, I've gotten used to it, and I don't have to go to bed so early. But when I first started the show, I'd go to bed at 8 o'clock, and, you know, I had to put up blackout curtains and everything else on the windows. And
really?
Because, well, the sun was still up half the time.
Yeah, I have shades, you know, that do that.
Yeah.
You just, you know, so.
But now I'm up till 9:30 most nights.
Yeah, see,
I
couldn't do that. Sorry.
I'm used to it by now.
All right, so let's talk about the school shooting in Alabama first.
All right.
It's a very odd situation. They initially called it an accident. How do you shoot somebody in school and call it an accident, accidental shooting?
Right. Two people.
Yeah, shot two people by accident.
Yeah, oops.
And I was wondering, you know, over the last couple of days, why they have metal detectors at that school. How did he get in with them? They do have metal detectors.
Okay.
Now, they have metal detectors and wanding as well. Remember we talked about wanding in L.A.?
Yep.
You know, we were always wanded.
Sure.
Not everybody can be wanded when you have a huge school.
No. That's probably selective.
It is selective. Yeah, they just walk by and they'll wand you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. Or they'll wand every few people as they come in.
Right.
You know, kind of like that. Well, the metal detectors weren't on. We're not on. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to have metal detectors, why aren't they on?
Right.
Could have saved some lives.
Yeah.
So now this official says that the metal detectors were not in use that day.
Okay. Why?
Why not?
Yeah.
This was the Birmingham School Superintendent Lisa Herring, who said in a news conference that the district would examine its procedures. Well, what, you don't know what the procedures are?
Are they only on certain days?
And did this guy know that?
Are they ever on?
Were these for looks?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. They have more than 43 entry points to this school.
Oh, that's a problem.
And so a combination of wanding and stationary metal detectors are used there.
Okay.
Do they
allow people to enter from all 43?
I don't know.
Surely not.
Well, they may. It's a big school.
All right.
17-year-old boy was injured. Police took the person of interest into custody.
Holler out there and tell her to take those heels off. We're trying to do a show.
You know, I shouldn't have the door open.
Okay, so it's your fault.
It's my fault for having the door open, not her fault for walking down the hall in heels.
All right, fine.
But Josie always wears heels.
She's always dressed to the T.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
She has on jeans and heels. States.
Take a swipe at her, why don't you?
Well, I'm just saying.
You've never worn jeans and heels?
Of course I have. Okay, State Senator Linda Coleman Madison, who I don't know who that is, whose district contains a Birmingham school. What? I don't even understand that statement.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Senator Linda Coleman / Madison, whose district contains the Birmingham school. I don't understand that. How's that possible? Madison City, Madison County?
No, it's probably...
Something else.
It's probably akin to a hyphenated name. Tell me your name again.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe that's what it is. Okay. Linda Coleman-Madison. That's what it is, probably.
Coleman.
Okay. Well, when it said state senator, I was thinking they'd say where.
Right.
Of course, everything Madison to me is where I live. Yes. House Speaker Mac McCutcheon. Can you make a note to get him on the air? McCutcheon? Mac McCutcheon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's her. That's a hyphenated name.
Okay. Well, I apologize for dissing you then. Because
she's not listening, I can assure you of that.
I'm sure she's not. Anyway, so they're talking about these school safety programs, considering a package after the shooting. But the school has got to answer some of these questions. So Birmingham police say the person of interest in custody, and basically, the 17-year-old girl was killed, right?
Yeah.
And the 17-year-old boy was injured. But they're not saying anything else about the, nope, not a word.
About the shooter?
About the metal detectors.
Oh, right.
Why weren't they on? Why weren't the metal detectors not on? Not in use the day of the shooting is how they put it. Not in use? Well, what was in use? And why weren't they in use? And did the shooter know they weren't in use? That's why he came that day.
And why did whoever wrote this not ask that question to include in the...
Well, it's an Associated Press story.
Well, never mind.
So that ought to answer your question right there. So I'm just curious. There's more to this story.
Yeah.
Number one, how he got the gun in there to begin with. And then after doing a little research, finding out that the metal detectors they had
weren't in use.
Weren't in use that day. Maybe it was a metal detector free day.
It was a metal detector free zone.
Hey, Alice, how are you?
Okay. Welcome back.
Thank you, Alice.
And I want to get disqualified.
You're in there. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm just curious about that. Now let's go to Parkland, to Florida, because there's new audio now. The resource officer who is outside hiding.
Yeah, that's what he was
said.
Taking cover.
Yeah, many times that he thought that the shooting was going on outside the building.
He's lying through his teeth.
Thought it was going on outside the building, not in the building. That's why he didn't go in, because he thought it was outside and they were setting up a perimeter. And
right.
Then we find out that the captain of Broward County Sheriff's office told them to set up to stage outside.
Mm-hmm.
What their protocol is go, go, go. That means you go in and you save children.
Right.
Take the guy down if you can, but save kids otherwise. Go, go, go
suspect.
Is protocol, huh?
Confront the suspect.
So now we have the audio. He was on his, it's not a walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was.
His radio.
Radio, okay.
Yeah, I think that's what they call him now.
On his radio. And we now have the audio from the school resource officer's radio. Here we go.
17 Bravo 4.
We have could be fire crackers. I think we got shots fired. Possible shots fired. 1200 building.
Central units in District 15, possible shots fired at 5901 Pine Island Road at Stoneman Douglas High School. Possible shots fired at Stoneman Douglas High School.
So they're shutting down the perimeter at the moment.
7 Julia 4 responding. Hey, Julia 1.
We're going to have to narrow this down.
Daniel 2, I hear shots fired by the football field.
Shots fired by the football field. Heard.
We're going to have to narrow this down some.
Well, he said that it was in Building 112. Building 12 or 1200,
yeah,
whatever it
what
was.
What he said is don't approach the 12 or 13 building. He goes on to say stay at least 500 feet away.
The resource officer said
yes,
that.
The resource officer, and we'll have to narrow that down to get that. But so what? So he knew there was shots in the building.
Inside.
When he says, building. Do not approach the 12 or 1300 building, stay at least 500 feet away, well, then he's basically saying there's shots in the building.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody did say shots fired near the football field. So somebody thought they heard shots near the football field. To me, that means outside.
Yeah.
But he knew that there were shots fired inside the building.
Yeah, because he's telling them to stay at least 500 feet away from the building because, you know, not to approach the building because there's shots inside.
Now, I'd like to know from somebody who would call in and tell us and who knows the answer to this, is it normal, if you've got an active shooter situation at a school, is it normal for the first responding officers to set up to block roads rather than go inside?
Well, I'm saying that everybody's protocol now, my understanding, is actually right. The words, go, go, go.
Right.
But in this, and we'll try to find the actual part of it, we had to listen to it raw this morning, but that he, in one of the things, he was fixated on Building 12 and even radioed that gunfire was happening inside.
Yeah.
Now, if he's saying that gunfire is happening inside, and we need to find that actual, and it may be Monday before we get to narrow it all down for you, but we'll post it to the blog.
It's hard to
today.
Do during the show.
Yeah, when it's that long and it's that raw. But if he's saying that that there is gunfire happening inside, then he knew it was inside.
He said gunfire, Building 12. I'm outside Building 7, is what he said.
Yeah.
And hiding. I added that part.
Oh, yeah, he didn't say that. Hiding. But it is a second-by-second timeline, and the audio recording of police radio chatter actually sheds a new light on all the chaos that was going on. But he actually says in this somewhere, like I say, we'll narrow it so we can play it for you, that...
You've got the transcript.
Yeah, that radio, that gunfire was happening inside.
Yes. Well, we heard that.
Yeah, we heard him say it's inside.
Building 12.
Inside.
Yep.
So... did he actually say the word inside just now?
I didn't hear him say inside.
I didn't either. So I'm sure
it's... But Building 12.
Yeah. So we'll go through it and try to find that. Mm-hmm. But he knew it was inside. I mean, the man's lying.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't go in...
Well, there have been many police officers interviewed that have said, no, it takes 3 or 4 seconds to figure out where shots are coming from. He knew that they were inside, coming from inside the building.
I mean, it was his job. Mm. It was his job to go inside and save people.
Yep.
If he could.
If you choked, just say you choked, dude.
Yeah.
You're not going to get in trouble for it.
But by trying to cover it up, saying, oh, and I heard shots here and I heard shots there.
Right.
The shots were coming from every other policeman except for the other two that were staging.
Well, he's embarrassed.
Knew to go inside. You know, when Coral Springs showed up, they went straight inside. They didn't wait on anybody.
Nope.
They went inside.
Thank God. Who knows where we would have been had that not happened.
Well, and on top of that, it looks like, you know, and we still haven't heard anything about the security system having a 20-minute delay.
Yeah.
The cameras. That they couldn't find the shooter because he'd already left with the other kids.
And we're the only people asking questions about that.
I don't see anybody.
Nobody else thinks that's an issue?
No, the media seems to be focused on that this guy, now they're back to him being a white supremacist and a Nazi and a Trump supporter.
I know.
But they're not even talking about all the ISIS propaganda he was looking at.
No.
And how to build a bomb, things like that.
Did you know that there was an ISIS-inspired attempted bombing at a school in Utah on Monday?
Yeah, I did.
Well, it's not been covered.
No, it hasn't.
But we covered it here on Wednesday, and it hadn't been covered. I didn't know about it.
No, I mean, it's almost like, don't talk about ISIS. If it's not a white supremacist, don't talk about it.
Well, and it wasn't a gun. And
it
so,
was a bomb.
The guy, the student saw a kid with a black backpack with smoke coming from it. They reported it. Turns out he had a bomb in there. And then they went, when they went to his house, he had more bomb-making materials, and they found out he was a follower and a sympathizer of ISIS. But that, none of, I mean, that's not been on any, on any news reports that I've seen.
All they're talking about is Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
And white supremacy now. Now they're saying Nicholas Cruz was a white supremacist, had a Nazi symbol on his back.
Well, they tried that at the beginning.
Right, and that didn't pan out, so now they're trying it again. All right, a couple of other things. Some driverless car damage appears to be from angry people.
Okay.
This is a very odd story.
They're beating on cars?
They're beating up the cars. They're angry at them. Anger management. And is it okay to marry your first cousin? We'll get to that in a minute. Don't go away.
I got some in-laws that say yes.
Already.
WBHP.
Say good morning to Keith Pinkerton. He is Mr. Electric. Now, Keith, every month we have severe weather in the Tennessee Valley. Power outages, a big problem. But you can help stop that.
That is correct. We can actually come in and install a whole house generator that automatically senses when the power goes off, takes you off the utility grid, and turns on the generator and powers up your house during a power outage. And when power comes back on, it senses it and shuts down the generator and puts you back on the utility grid.
And another important feature with Mr. Electric is making sure you're safe at home.
We actually have a home safety inspection, electrical home safety inspection that we do when we come out to your house. And, and we inspect your whole electrical system and we educate you about your electrical system. And if we see any code violations or anything that needs to be addressed, we'll give you a free upfront quote.
Call Mr. Electric today at 1-888-536-8119.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1069 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1069. 800-600-1069.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
iHeartRadio now makes it even easier to listen to all your favorite podcasts. No need for another app. All the biggest names in podcasting can be found in the iHeartRadio app. Literally thousands of them, like NPR's full lineup of podcasts, including the TED Radio Hour, plus Bill Simmons, How Stuff Works, The New York Times, comedian Mark Maron, Barstool Sports, and more. All available for free. Now your favorite radio app can be your favorite podcast app. Download or open the free iHeartRadio app and tap podcast to start exploring. iHeartRadio.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Huntsville Hospital. On the road this morning, a heads up about later this morning, a partial closure. Huntsville Utilities are going to be rerunning some service lines. So about 8 o'clock, Huntsville Utilities is going to close the outside southbound lane of Madison Street between Low Avenue and St. Clair Avenue for that work. And that'll be in effect till about noon today. So far, no problems if you're heading up and down the parkway. 565 looking good. Traffic looking good around Athens and Decatur. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
The most precise robotic technology for spine surgery has arrived. Another Alabama first at Huntsville Hospital, Mazor X. With Mazor X, surgeons can now create a custom surgery. Your spine is delicate, so precision matters. And this is precision to the X degree, and only at Huntsville Hospital.
Say good morning to Janet Kincherlow-Martin, Calhoun Community College. Let's talk truck driving.
Yes, truck drivers are needed. And we are the place to come and get your CDL training, certified driver's license training, and then they can also take their test. And our program is quite respected. Our folks do quite well. And when they go through that program, they are prepared to be truck drivers. And truck drivers, they make a lot of money. And a lot of people, you know, that's the lifestyle that I think is growing in popularity because you sort of kind of can set your own your own times. And so, yes, if they want to come and get that first step toward truck driver training, then they can come to Calhoun Community College.
And there's
College.
A lot of women now that that are truck drivers.
As a matter of fact, a woman runs our program. So, yes, you will come. And she's very tough, I understand. I mean, I've talked to her several times, and she's quite tough. I mean, she doesn't play around because she's there. It's all about business. And so she makes sure that when they leave, they are prepared to go out on the road.
And get a job.
Yes, and get a job.
And get a job. And it's all at Calhoun Community College.
Log on to calhoun.edu to register today.
From the Yellowhammer Roofing Weather Center, now your official WBHP Weather Center forecast.
This report is brought to you by Compassion International.
I'm WHNT News 19 meteorologist Ben Smith. A partly cloudy sky, milder this afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, increasing clouds tonight. Not quite as cold, lows in the upper 40s. And a rainy scenario coming up both Saturday and on Sunday. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. It gets chilly again to start next week. Take my forecast to WBHP with you everywhere. Or download the free iHeartRadio app at WBHPAM.com.
For just 5 quarters a day, you can sponsor a child through Compassion International. It's pocket change to you. It's life-changing for a child in need. Be part of the change. Become a sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
This Sunday, our iHeartRadio Music Awards are here for the love of music. See can't-miss live performances by Ed Sheeran, Eminem, Cardi B, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, Camila Cabello, Charlie Puth, N.E.R.D., and surprises you'll have to see to believe. Sunday night at 7 on TBS, TNT, and True TV.
Brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's $1 nacho fries covered in bold Mexican spices and dipped in warm nacho cheese sauce. Now serving at a Taco Bell near you.
WBHP is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Hi, this is Russ Derling for SmallFarmBeef.com. We raise our beef all natural, no hormones, no antibiotics, no steroids, nothing stupid. We raise our animals as healthy and humanely as possible. We employ good animal husbandry practices. You can purchase our beef at SmallFarmBeef.com, where we're currently offering sampler packs for early bird customers.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Russ. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Nah, this thing's messing up again. Sorry. yes, you can buy beef now. Russ, mm-hmm. Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison. All right, let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning. I've missed the trivia so far.
Okay, so we continued what we were doing yesterday.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to work our way through the alphabet, but ends in Z.
All right.
And so frequency, this is begins with K, ends in Z. Frequency measured in thousands of cycles.
Kilohertz.
Well, you didn't even let me finish.
It said frequency. That's the only one. And starts with a K. So, and then especially once you hit thousands, it would be a kilo. It was over.
See, that's just too easy for you guys.
But see, there's something like you're about to talk about. There's something you're about to talk about, which would be, is it okay to marry your first cousin? And before everybody goes too far down this slippery slope, remember that royalty, they used to marry their sisters until one little thing called hemophilia was found out, was kept being passed through bloodlines.
Now, that's true.
The primary reason of keeping it that far away, even from a historical point, is if it can cause people to be bills based on the gene pool. Because, I mean, I remember when I was an older teenager, I had a family reunion. I had a couple of really, really cute second cousins that were, let's say, willing to frolic. But even me being born in Tennessee, I couldn't bring myself to play.
Well,
okay then.
I certainly hope Lisa's still sleeping this morning.
I hadn't even met Lisa at that point in time.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's information that she probably should have known.
Well, she does. She knows that I had a couple. She knows that I had some cute second cousins, but nah, not me.
Jeez.
Good for you, Brian, for holding out.
A lot of my family is from so far back in the Tennessee hills that even the Presbyterians handle snakes.
Good grief.
You're on a roll today, aren't you?
Mm. Y'all have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend. Good grief. Right. Anyway, well, let me go ahead and get to the story then. So after doing a lot of study, they studied 13 million relatives. And scientists determined that only social norms are keeping people from marrying their first cousins and having children, because genetically, it's not that different from having children with a more distant relative. So what they're saying is if you, you know, according to some, you know, is you could marry somebody in your family as long as they were like 5th, 6th, 10th cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But according to scientists from across the world, and this, they're saying that, you know, only about, they see, there were 1 million people. No, they're saying even in the 1700s, people typically married a fourth cousin, but starting around 1850, they began marrying a more distant relative. About 15 years later, by the end of the Civil War, many states began outlawing cousin marriages. Really? I didn't know that. But today, these marriages are banned in 24 states. They're allowed in 20.
Is Alabama one of them?
I don't know. You'll have to look that up. And but
I bet this is not the first time this has been Googled. Can you marry your cousin in Alabama?
Yeah. So in 24 states, that's only half of the country where it's banned. 20 states allow it. And the last six pose some restrictions. And according to this Columbia University scientist who devised this study, they believe that changing how people think about it, that's what they mean by social norms, how you think about marrying a cousin, has pushed people to look outside their surroundings, outside their immediate family. But, you know, there are problems with marrying people who are too close to, I mean, there are deformities and everything else. So I don't know what he's talking about.
All right. So according to Lambert Law, you can legally marry your first cousin and other distant relatives in Alabama.
Well, there you go.
Like several other states in the South, and they named Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Virginia. Those states allow residents to enter a legal marriage with their first cousin without restrictions. Alabama also lets you marry your first cousin once removed, your half cousin, and your adopted cousin.
Well, there you go. So by 1950, married couples were on the average seventh cousins at least. And that led, you know, so.
I mean, you got to have standards.
Yeah, I mean, at least go back a little bit. First cousins share only about 12.5% of their DNA. Siblings and parents, of course, share 50%. So if you're only 12.5% of the same thing, then, you know, not so bad, right? But it says that the estimate is that 4 to 7% of children born to first cousins are likely to have birth defects. 4 to 7%. I thought it was higher than that, of children born to first cousins likely to have birth defects. But even children whose parents are more distantly related have a 3 to 4% chance for birth defects. But, so 24 states banning marriage between first cousins, they think it's taboo. But they say that, you know, 10th, 12th, yeah, maybe not so much. We are That's right. So are you married to anybody closely related to you? We'd love to hear.
There's nobody going to call and admit that.
Well, they don't have to give us their real name.
Now, I will tell you.
You're not.
Oh, yeah. I'll just tell you. I don't care. Heck with it. They did it. I didn't. My mother.
Yes.
Married my second cousin.
That would be her first cousin.
By marriage. It was my dad's first cousin. So she's not blood related.
Well, then it doesn't matter if you're not blood related.
Right, but it's still hard to explain that he is my second cousin and my stepdad.
Oh my gosh, there's a song for that. You know there is. There's got to be a country song for that, right?
But the good thing is my mother didn't have to pay to change the last name on her driver's
license. Oh my gosh. We got to take a break. Lord. We'll be back. We're giving love.
Listen to Tony and Gary on your smartphone.
Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen anywhere in the U.S.
And we're on HD Radio 102.1-2. And don't forget to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tony and Gary.
It's the morning show with Tony and Gary on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
Sean Hannity.
We go to every school in the country. You hire these guys, and I guarantee you, people trained professionals in the military and law enforcement, they will give you a rock solid threat assessment plan that will be impenetrable, which means that this can't happen again. And it's got to be followed up with, okay, no kid gets in the school without the proper ID.
Weekdays 2 to 5 p.m. on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen. It's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Star Spangled Banner has been banned from pep rallies at California High School in the town of San Ramon.
The rally started and it got going and I realized there was no national anthem. The importance of singing the national anthem to honor and respect those that have died and sacrificed their lives to protect the freedoms that us Americans take for granted every day is a much more important and unifying issue.
That's Dennis Fiorentinos, a senior at the school, among many who are angry at the decision.
How can you start any event without having the national anthem?
They have to do the national anthem. This is a respect for the country.
The student body president said the song is racially insensitive, citing a little-known third verse that references a hireling and a slave. So for the sake of inclusivity, they decided to ban the entire song. The Star-Spangled Banner may have survived the bombs bursting in air, ladies and gentlemen, but it may not be able to withstand the rampaging mob of politically correct inclusivists. I'm Todd Starnes.
Mosquitoes, the scourge of your backyard. It's time to plan your attack to keep those bloodsuckers from ruining your warm weather fun. Contact the experts at Mosquito Squad today and ask about their March membership drive and protect your loved ones this season. Mosquito Squad's barrier treatment cuts mosquito population by 85 to 90%. And to help prevent Lyme disease, they can handle ticks too. Log on to MosquitoSquadHuntsville.com. That's MosquitoSquadHuntsville.com. And remember, the only good mosquito is a dead mosquito.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TruMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Alaskans care about what goes into a great meal, and that's why they work hard to protect the seas that bring the food you love. They fish for the greatest protein source in the world, and you preserve their way of life and sustainable fisheries with every bite. For quick, easy recipes and cooking tips, go to wildalaskaseafood.com.
Talking with Russ and Andy of Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison. You know, Russ, Tactical Tuesdays have been very successful.
Indeed, they have been so successful that we have replicated them as a Saturday matinee of Tactical Tuesday. We're now running Tactical Tuesdays at 6 on a Tuesday, but we're also running the matinee of Tactical Tuesday at 8 on a Saturday morning, so we have doubled the amount of space we've got for people to come and do tactical shooting in the range.
Is that every week?
That'll be every week.
Tactical Tuesday, now also a Saturday matinee. Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison.
For 3 days only, you'll find amazing bargains at Madison RV sell-off sale. Last month's sale was so successful, we're loaded with premium units taken in trade. Madison RV is also restocked with 2019 and will still honor factory discounts. Make an offer on the RV you want. Travel trailer, fifth wheels, motorhomes, all ready for your inspection. These premium units are marked way down. 3 days only at Madison RV, off of 565 by the airport.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Unbound.org.
Starting to see more cars and trucks on the road this morning, but right now, no wrecks or stalls to warn you about, just a cold start this morning. If you're making your way around Athens, around Decatur, no problems so far on 565. The Parkway, Highway 72, looking over Chapman Mountain, looking good there as well this morning. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
Around the world, there are young people who face a difficult decision. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help support their families. In a single moment, you can help them write a new story. See potential, not poverty, at unbound.org.
Hi, I'm Kerry Rosenbloom with Rosenbloom Realty. And if 2018 may be your year to consider selling your home, then contact us at Rosenbloom Realty. We have the latest details of the real estate market, can give you a free assessment of your home's value and the advice on marketing it. Call us at 256-539-9501 or visit us at rosenbloomrealty.com and let us put our years of experience to work for you in selling your home this year.
Some signs can make your day easier, like the ones you see on the road. Other signs can help save your life, like the warning signs of a heart attack. For women, common signs can include jaw pain, nausea, and dizziness. And some women may experience a heart attack without feeling chest pain. If you experience the signs of a heart attack, get to an emergency room fast. Call 911 and know that you can count on the accredited chest pain center at Crestwood Medical Center.
Don't miss Tiger Talk, sponsored by Tennessee Valley Fence. Thursday nights at 7 on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
6:44 on the morning show. Alabama, great, great group, great song. So Ted Cruz decides that he's going to, you know, take a little Alabama and make up his own song. Here we go.
If you're going to run in Texas, you can't be a liberal man. Because liberal thought is not the spirit of a Lone Star man. You got to be tough as Texas and honest about your plans. If you're going to run in Texas, you can't be a liberal man.
Stories, liberal Robert wanted to fit in, so he changed his name to Beto and hit it with a grin. Beto wants those open borders and he wants to take our guns. Not a chance on earth he'll get a vote from millions of Texans.
If you're gonna run in Texas,
all right, that's good.
You can't be a liberal.
So that's his campaign spot that's running right now.
I wonder how much you had to pay Randy Owen for that.
I know, you know, they had to get some kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise they couldn't run something like that.
No.
But now that's, especially in Texas, but in most places, you know, where Ted Cruz would be popular, people know that song.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and Beto is the guy he's running against. But a little kind of hypocrisy there, a little bit, because Beto's first name is Raphael. But Ted Cruz's first name is Raphael. Remember?
Really?
It's Raphael Edward Cruz II or something.
Oh, yeah, he's named after his dad.
Yeah. So, and
the guy who
and
shot JFK.
And somehow the nickname for Edward is Ted. I have never figured that out, kind of like some of the other names that are...
Yeah, I don't know either.
That are odd that, you know, if that's your name, why would you be called...
Like Richard.
Like
is
Richard,
Dick.
Why would you be called Dick? Where does that come from?
Right.
You know, I'd have to do some research on that. But yeah. But other than that, get a little hypocrisy thing. But this guy's kind of a fake candidate, the Beto. Mm-hmm. You know, he's trying to fit in with Latinos and, you know, stuff like that. It's kind of, but I thought that was very creative for him
creative.
To come up with that ad.
Yeah.
On top of that.
He didn't come up with it.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Let me.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever he's paying millions of dollars to came up with that.
And, Corey, can you see if you can find... we had this posted, and I can't seem to find it, but it was this guy from Colorado who's running, who said he's going to smoke, who smoked weed on it in his smoke pot in his ad. It was a Fox and Friends interview.
Okay.
And we had it.
We played that.
And I can't find it.
Okay.
On the list, but see if you can find it. But anyway... So now some more stuff is, there's just, you know, as we go into the primaries, there's so many weird things out there. And some of these candidates are pretty out there. His name is Benjamin Thomas Wolf, and he's running for Congress in Illinois. And he actually smoked pot in his campaign ad. Yep, he did. And then Fox and Friends had him on and said, you know, here's this Democrat seeking a U.S. House seat in Illinois. He's attracted attention for a campaign ad showing him smoking pot. Except...
Oh, I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and let's play just a little bit of this because this guy is really out there. Here we go.
And there is no question where our next guest stands on the issue of legalizing marijuana. In fact, he says he's proud to be the cannabis candidate, and that's what he calls himself.
Yeah, but I've seen in his latest political ad sitting in front of a painting of the American flag and holding... a joint.
Joining us now is the congressional candidate from Chicago. His name is Benjamin Thomas Wolf. Wolf is running for incumbent Mike Quigley's spot in Illinois' 5th District. He is also a former FBI investigator and national security official. So that shocked us. We were a little bit surprised by that. Why do you think that you should be holding the joint, smoking that in your campaign as you're running for office?
That's a great question. Thanks for having me. I think it's important that we actually start talking about legalizing cannabis. This is medicine for tens of millions of people in America. It can bring billions of dollars in tax revenue to Illinois. And really, it's the first component to completely overhauling and transitioning the criminal justice system here in America.
Benjamin, when this image went around the Twitterverse, and we saw it as well, obviously, you got a lot of attention because you're smoking a joint right there. You know, people are wondering, does this guy smoke weed every day?
I don't use cannabis every day. It's a routine part of my life, but not every day.
When you were with the FBI, were you smoking pot?
Never. It's not an authorized substance. Clearly, you go through intensive background checks, polygraphs, lie detector tests and physical tests. And no, I hadn't smoked cannabis until just a few years ago.
If you win, will you get high?
Definitely.
Gosh. I mean, at least he's truthful, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get stoned.
Sure. Except that on some of his claims, he's not telling the truth. And now his ex-girlfriend has said he abused her physically. So there's some problems here with this guy.
Sexually.
I did not sexually abuse her. He abused her.
He beat on her.
He beat on her. Okay. She says he actually hit me, threw me to the ground, put his foot on my chest. He was really angry, grabbed my face.
He smokes weed. He's trying to calm down.
And another ex-girlfriend alleged that he acted abusively and intentionally revealed her name and home address on social media, which is doxing. That's what that's called. Mm. But even worse than that, is that they're saying that he, you know, it's a stolen valor thing because he did not serve. He's telling everybody he's a veteran and that he's a former FBI agent.
Another, who's that fellow that's in the... It was a senator.
Yeah. That said he was in Vietnam.
I always confuse him with Sidney Blumenthal
because his last name is similar. Yeah. I can't remember his name. Yeah. But anyway, so this guy was actually never in the military. Never. Wow. He never, he reportedly in one tweet said that he served multiple terms in Africa and Iraq. And then it said Wolf for Congress. But he didn't serve in the military.
Blumenthal.
Is it Blumenthal?
It is Blumenthal. Yeah.
What's his first name?
Richard.
Oh, okay.
That's Richard Blumenthal.
Yeah, he also said he served in Vietnam. But this guy says that you don't have to be in the military to serve, to call yourself a veteran.
Oh, really?
He says you don't have to be in the military to call oneself a veteran. Oh. People in the military get upset when I say I served in Iraq. The military doesn't have a patent on that word, served. That he did work, but not, he didn't fight.
Okay.
So he
was like a
contractor. I'm still trying to find out what he was. And then as far as the FBI, you know, spokesperson for the FBI said that he worked at the agency as a non-special agent professional support employee. I don't know what that is.
He answered phones.
But he wasn't the agent. He may park cars. Who knows?
He was the valet.
But he did not. But he wasn't an agent. So both of those things. Yeah,
this guy's
lying.
Embellishing at the very least.
He is embellishing, and he's smoking pot.
Maybe he forgot all that.
Now, he finally came clean on the FBI thing. He confirmed that he had failed the FBI agent's test, but denied that he ever identified himself as an FBI agent. Adding, there's a small difference between his role at the agency and that of actual FBI agents.
A small difference.
Yeah. Would that be like life and death difference? But the part about not, you know, serving and being a veteran, you know.
Another instance of stolen ballot.
That's
by
totally
a Democrat.
Different. But, you know, he could win. Who knows?
No.
It is Illinois. At least we don't have to deal with it here.
Bless
in its
heart.
State, it's not national.
Yeah.
So he's not going to Congress.
Yet.
We'll be back.
WBHP. The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
Starting to see more cars and trucks on the road this morning, but right now, no wrecks or stalls to warn you about. Just a cold start this morning. If you're making your way around Athens, around Decatur, no problems so far on 565. The Parkway, Highway 72, looking over Chapman Mountain, looking good there as well this morning. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America invites you to take steps for cures at a walk near you. Support the 1.6 million Americans living with these diseases. Get started at cctakesteps.org.
WBHP. Catch the Pat Dye Show tonight at 8 on the Valley's Big Talker, 800 and 1230 WBHP.
Hi, this is Janet Kinchelow Martin with Calhoun Community College. And if you have an interest in machine tool technology, welding, nursing, industrial maintenance, cybersecurity, or more, visit us at calhoun.edu for more information.
Thank you, Janet. That's calhoun.edu. Let's go to the phone and talk to Fred. Hey, Fred, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Well, I was out Tuesday and Wednesday. I was pretty sick.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So is this praying for you sick or just feeling yucky sick?
Well...
She needed some prayers earlier in the week.
I was pretty sick. Well, when I get sick, I get sick, really sick.
I know that the when the cat's away, the mice will play, and they were playing.
Yeah, I understand they were. Mm-hmm. But you know, every now and then
we behaved ourselves.
Every now and then, you just need some free time.
That's right. You know, anyway. The instigator wasn't here. You know who instigated all the maliciousness when you were gone?
Who?
Gary Dobbs.
What?
Back
in the day.
Back
yeah.
in the day, yeah. Whenever you were out and you'd come in and you'd have emails talking about how we were mean.
Yeah.
Well, we wasn't anything.
Yeah.
It was Gary Dobbs.
Yeah. Okay.
And I can blame him because he ain't here to defend himself.
That's true. Well, thank you, Fred.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a great weekend. And Dutch. Hey, Dutch.
Hey, I haven't heard y'all say anything about the meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un.
We spent about an hour on it this morning.
You didn't get up early enough, yeah. Dutch.
But we're going to go back over it again.
I can't pick you up until 6.
How come?
Well, you just don't come in until the sun comes up.
Well, what you need to do is
7.
Is you're not holding your ears just right, Dutch.
No, I live in New Hope.
Ah, well, that's...
That's a long way for the old signal to travel.
But we'll go back over it again in the 7 o'clock hour. Thank you, Dutch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, we did it early in the 5 o'clock because Jim was on the air with us, and he, one of our listeners, and his wife listened to South Korea radio, TV and radio. She's from South Korea. Mm-hmm. So she was able to give us some information we had not heard. And we'll go back over that after the crazy train, as well as many of these other stories that we still have to get to. Mm-hmm. So hang tight. We'll be right back. Rain all weekend? All weekend?
Yeah, pretty much all
weekend.
Pretty
much tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, pretty much the whole time. And
Sunday?
Then starts to taper off by Sunday afternoon.
Okay, that's good.
Maybe. I'm sorry, Sunday night. Maybe a snow flurry.
Or two on Monday morning?
Yeah.
All right, crazy train next.
Car accidents happen every day. Do you know what to do if you are injured in a wreck? I'm attorney Russell Crumley, and at the law firm of Crumley Blackwell Wisden Associates, we have the lawyers who can answer your questions and get you the help you need. Log on to crumleylaw.com to learn more, or call us at 256-539-4464 to schedule your free appointment today.
Call 256-539-4464 or go to crumleylaw.com. Powered by Crumley Blackwell Wisden and Associates.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
For just 5 quarters a day, you can sponsor a child through Compassion International. It's pocket change to you. It's life-changing for a child in need. Be part of the change. Become a sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio.
Struggling to pay your mortgage? You may qualify for Hardest Hit Alabama, a federally funded foreclosure prevention program that has helped thousands of Alabamians. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Guys, when it comes to grooming, we're no longer interested in discount chains and unisex salons. Men nowadays demand the warm, personal atmosphere of the barbershop of days gone by, while enjoying man-sized leather chairs, big-screen TVs, and a cold drink. Rooster's Men's Grooming Center has it all for you. They're located at 475 Providence Main Street in Huntsville. Give them a call at Rooster's Men's Grooming Center at 489-0886.
If you're looking for one of the finest dining experiences in the Tennessee Valley, if you're looking for the best, absolute best steaks and the freshest seafood, look no further. Nick's Ristorante on Bailey Cove Road, south of Weatherly in Huntsville, is the place for you. Go by and see our buddy Nick and all the family there waiting to serve you with the best food that Huntsville has seen in years and years at Nick's Ristorante on Bailey Cove Road, just south of Weatherly.
This is WBHP Huntsville, WHOS Decatur, and WDRM-FM HD2 Decatur, an iHeart radio station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump has accepted an invitation to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the offer made through South Korean officials came as something of a surprise. The plan is to meet sometime before the end of May.
I think it's a question of agreeing on the timing of that first meeting between the two of them and a location. And that will take some weeks before we get all that worked out.
Secretary Tillerson speaking to reporters in Djibouti. The Russian government denies having a former spy poisoned in England.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the West levels accusations against us for everything that goes wrong on the planet. This as British police investigate the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter, who are critical in the hospital.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This Sunday, our iHeartRadio Music Awards are here for the love of music. See can't-miss live performances by Ed Sheeran, Eminem, Cardi B, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, Camila Cabello, Charlie Puth, N.E.R.D., and surprises you'll have to see to believe. Sunday night at 7 on TBS, TNT, and True TV.
Brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's $1 nacho fries, covered in bold Mexican spices and dipped in warm nacho cheese sauce. Now serving at a Taco Bell near you.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
A lot more cars and trucks on the road this morning as folks are heading into work. It's getting a little crowded in spots, but overall, the traffic in good shape this morning as you're making your way around the valley. Right now, we're not spotting any problems around Athens, around Decatur. Things are moving fine on 565. No problems on the parkway or heading over Chapman Mountain on Highway 72. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org.
So why do people drive from all over the Southeast to Eddie Pruitt Ford?
Tremendous savings on new Ford cars and trucks, crossovers, and SUVs.
Right now, great buys at Eddie Pruitt Ford. Great incentives from Ford Motor Company, as well as from Eddie Pruitt himself. And he's got those program vehicles with still under factory warranty mileage on them at Eddie Pruitt Ford, and you can save thousands and thousands of dollars. And at Eddie Pruitt Ford, every new Ford comes with a powertrain lifetime warranty. You heard me right. A lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Ford sold at Eddie Pruitt Ford. So do like I do and have been doing for years. I head over to Hartselle, Alabama, Highway 31 and do business with my friend Eddie Pruitt. And you'll do it too because he'll treat you right at Eddie Pruitt Ford, Highway 31, Hartselle.
Tony and Gary sound better in HD. Listen on your HD radio at 102.1 HD2.
Let's go. Got a lot of stuff on the crazy train today. See if you can identify with any of this. All right, so here we go. The Huffington Post has declared another word racist and anti-Semitic. We're going to have a list. We got to have a list so we know, because we don't know what to say anymore. But, you know, with all this talk about tariffs and taxes and everything else, right, which, by the way, it looks like now Canada and Mexico have been exempt from the tariffs on aluminum and steel,
mm-hmm.
as long as they behave themselves.
That's right. Yeah. As long as they make a deal.
Make it fair. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I know you hate it when I say, let's see, but usually works out the way we want it to work out.
Well, you're still imposing tariffs.
Maybe. Well, not on Canada and Mexico.
Not maybe. Well, he signed it yesterday.
Well, yeah, I know, but they got these other countries have to come to the table now and, you know, play fair.
Uh-huh.
Just like Canada. And anyway. So Huffington Post declares war on the word globalist.
Oh.
Globalist is now a racist and anti-Semitic word.
Because he called Cone
Gary
a globalist?
Cone, that's globalist, right. Yesterday. A globalist.
Now, how does that make that racist or anti-Semitic?
I believe he's Jewish.
Really?
Well, Cone, I think, is a Jewish name. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I would think that would be it. But the Huffington Post, this is really a stretch, because globalists are globalists, and there are globalists everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, George Soros is a globalist. Barack Obama is a globalist.
Yes.
You know, so just because he called Gary Cohn a globalist doesn't mean that he's a racist.
Oh. And he is Jewish.
Yeah,
I
thought so. Cohn sounds to me like it would be. Hmm. But that's ridiculous. Mick Mulvaney, who's probably Irish. That sounds Irish to me, right? Isn't that sound Irish to you?
Yeah.
Said that Gary Cohn was one of the best globalists he'd ever worked with. Well, I mean, it's not a racist term, so quit trying. They just keep on with this racism and this anti-Semitism, and it just gets to the point of it's sickening. And
as far as I know, Gary Cohn's not really a globalist. Trump misspoke when he said that. He's a free trader, not a fair trader.
You're right, he is a globalist.
Now, a globalist is someone who wants open borders and free flowing.
Well,
Gary Cohn is not that.
Really?
No.
Hmm. All right, that's for another day, because right now we're on the crazy train, and I hate to put you on it.
Them is just the facts, Jack. Jill.
Thank you. You can call me Jack if you want to. And those things are crazy. I'm going up the rails on a crazy train. One of my best friends, female, named Jack. How about that? You know, girls take on guy names. Yeah.
One of your best friends, she's a girl. A female, yeah. And her name is Jack?
Yeah, they started calling her Jack when she was little, and I forget why. It's a nickname.
It's a nickname.
It just kind of caught on. And
all right.
Yeah, I don't even remember the reason now.
Well, you need to call her and find out.
Well, I'll try. But I bet there are more women out there called Jack.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, girls like guy names. Anyway.
All right.
So this weekend, almost every town has a festival. So in Colorado, they have Frozen Dead Guy Days. Frozen Dead Guy Days. Right. So residents of the town near Boulder honor an 89-year-old Norwegian man who was cryogenically, I hope I said that right, frozen after his death in 1989. Mm-hmm. So he's been stored in a shed.
A shed?
In the town since 1989. And local officials tried to stop the experiment, but once they figured out there wasn't much they could do, then residents decided to make it the focus of a winter festival. So they...
That's awesome. Do they bring him out?
I don't know if they actually bring him out and show him off, because he's got to be frozen in there, right? It is Colorado, after all. So he's still frozen, is what I meant.
Right, yes.
You know, he's frozen to begin with. And how this works, my understanding, is eventually, especially if you're sick or something, eventually they'll wake you up and you'll be just like you were before you were frozen. As of right now, I mean, this guy was 89 years old when they froze him, right, to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically old age, and then he wanted to live forever. And so freeze me, wake me up later when you have a cure for old age.
Good luck.
I wonder if they have ever actually awakened. Have they ever...
Anyone?
Have they ever...
I don't know. I've never done any research.
A blow dryer and...
A blow dryer? You need a blow torch.
Anyway, so if you'd like to go to the Frozen Dead Guy Days, you might see this guy. I mean, he's still frozen.
That might have to go on my bucket list.
See this guy in Colorado, near Boulder. Nederland, Colorado. That is crazy. I'm going up the
rails on a crazy train. They need another festival.
They do. All right, so this might help. You know, sometimes employees are just, you know, they're just not happy. And they're not happy with their bosses. They need to figure out how to let some of that steam off. Well, this could help. There's a study of 229 workers in the U.S. and Canada, and they found that, only 229, by the way, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But they found that engaging in symbolic retaliation lowered feelings of injustice by a third.
Hmm.
And although revenge is often viewed, you know, negatively, the researchers said that, you know, there are benefits of retaliation from the victim's perspective. The employee is the victim here, right? And so some companies are allowing the disgruntled staff to stab voodoo dolls of their bosses so that they will feel less resentful and improve the quality of their work. So they're allowing them to have this, these little voodoo dolls on their desk, and when they get mad at their boss, they just...
What if they work?
Oh, we need a little sound.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, that's what we needed. While they're at work. And it will, you know, make them feel less resentful and improve the quality of their work.
You could also use a stress ball.
Look, if I'm sitting next to somebody who's using a knife and going...
and poking a doll with it. Yes.
Then, yeah, that. And it's a doll of our boss. I'm changing jobs. Because you don't know what's going to come next.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, they may use that knife.
They need a couch.
They do need a couch. These people are crazy.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
How many of you have done this? How many or something similar to this? I bet there's, especially you guys. I bet there's a lot of you who've done this. So Walmart shoppers may want to take a closer look at their groceries' expiration dates. Now, I don't buy anything without finding an expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy the product unless I know when it's going to. But I have a thing about that. I was poisoned when I was little. So I...
You were poisoned?
I was.
By a Russian or what?
A bot? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, eating... food that was too old.
Yeah, you got food poisoning.
Food poisoning, yes. Anyway, so I look at all dates.
Yeah.
Well, this guy in Colorado again, Littleton, Colorado, they bought a box of cereal. The Carlisi family, oh, that sounds like mafia, reportedly bought a box of Quaker 100 natural granola cereal at Walmart on March 5th. Unfortunately, they didn't look at the expiration date. And they sat down for breakfast, and their meal was awful. And it was then when they discovered that the cereal box had a 1997 expiration date.
Good Lord.
21 years ago. 21 years ago. That 21 years that same box has been sitting there, nobody moved it?
That's pretty nasty.
That is nasty. And although the wife warned her husband to stop eating the stale food because it tasted nasty, he reportedly ate an entire bowl. Walmart spokesman said the company is looking into how such an old box found its way into the store. Luckily, he says he's fine after eating the ancient oats.
That'd be ancient.
Ancient oats. The Quaker ancient oats. How many of you guys eat expired food?
I do.
I know you do.
I mean, on some things. You know, I don't drink it. Well, that's not true. I'd also drink expired milk if it's not ruined yet.
Yeah, see, a lot of people do. If the date's, I know that you can go a few days past that, but usually if it's a date, it's gone.
Yeah, that's a,
in my house.
Typically the date is a
sell
CYA
by,
for
sell the, by date.
Yeah, for the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But
I have
the for things like meat, milk, eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That date's
pretty.
Yeah, you might
pretty
wanna,
there.
Might want to pay attention.
Yeah. Now, Quaker oats, you know, I mean, that's something different, but there could be like little bugs in there or something.
Yeah.
All right, so the question of the day, how many of you eat expired food? How long do you let it go past a date? Or even in your refrigerator, how long is it sitting there before you throw it out? We want to hear from you because this is crazy.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
What do you ask God? What should you ask God? When you get to heaven, what are you going to ask God? I know what I am. Please let me in. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm not saying the word until I'm asked to speak.
That's right.
That's
true.
Because when I get there, he's going to be passing judgment.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't want to speak out of turn.
Yeah, I want to be at the end of the line.
I got enough trouble to worry about.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, said on Wednesday some really weird things. Now, he and the mayor, de Blasio, they don't get along really well. But anyway, one of the girls from Sex and the City has decided that she's going to run for governor of California.
Really?
I forget which one it is.
Against his dad.
Cuomo? This is Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, we're talking about Andrew. You know who I thought we were talking about?
I know you thought I was talking about CNN.
Chris,
No.
So we are talking about the dad.
We're talking about Andrew, the current governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
Gotcha.
And so some reporter asked him about Cynthia Nixon, who was on Sex and the City, that she's going to run for governor, and that de Blasio may have put her up to it, just to irk Andrew Cuomo.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't like each other. But it's what he said next that goes on the crazy train. Listen to this.
I don't think progressive politics is a function of rhetoric and words. I think it's a function of results. My whole tenure has been about getting progressive things done. I believe when you go to the pearly gates and our Lord says, have you been a good progressive? He says, the list of what you got done. And I have accomplished more progressive results in this state than have been accomplished by any administration.
All right, that's good. So
this dude thinks that God's going to ask him, what progressive things have you gotten done?
Now, let me just say this. Progressive means liberal. You know, they were liberals or left-wing until they decided that had a negative connotation, so they changed it to progressive.
Well, he's got a rude awakening coming.
But for him to say, because he's talking about how progressive he is, de Blasio said he wasn't liberal enough, how progressive he is, he says, I believe when you go to the pearly gates and our Lord says, Andrew, have you been a good progressive? Show me the list of what you got done.
Right. There's several things wrong with that, Tony.
There are a lot of things wrong with that.
He ain't going to ask about that for your progressivism.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see. He already knows everything.
And
number one.
Second of all, you don't need to bring a list. God's got it.
He already knows it.
yeah.
But to think, for him to, and I'm sure he doesn't think this. I'm sure he just put that. I don't know why he put that. Maybe he does think this.
Well, he's crazy.
But for him to say, I believe when you go to the pearly gates and our Lord says, Andrew, have you been a good progressive?
What have you done?
Show me the list of what you got done. You know, when you start throwing out, and he does go through a list.
Does he?
Yeah, keep going with the clip.
Oh.
If you want to. I don't know, you may have already. But he does go through a list of things he has accomplished.
I think that you should be holding the joint, smoking that in your campaign.
I don't think a good progressive. He says, the list of what you got done. And I have accomplished more progressive results in this state than have been accomplished by any administration. And I believe that is factually, objectively irrefutable. First large state to pass marriage equality, $15 minimum wage, raise the age on criminal justice. First state to take a real, sensible gun policy, the SAFE Act, and pass it. So, my progressive accomplishment.
Yeah, he's got a
he's
lot
already
of,
working on his
he's
list.
He's working on his list.
He must feel like his days are numbered.
When that pro-choice gets there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
It could be.
Could be. Hey, Andrew, you are crazy.
I'm going!
One of the crazy liberals, their minds, there's something not connecting in the liberal mind. It doesn't connect.
Yeah, they've got.
There's no common sense.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
There isn't. I don't know. It's got to be a medical condition. Liberalism. You know. So anyway, all right. So when have you heard this sound before, or have you? Now, we put two or three of those together, but you're walking around your house, and all of a sudden you hear that. Well, that is that creepy laugh from Alexa. One more time. Now, think about it.
Ooh.
So all of a sudden you're doing something else, and you hear that laugh come out of nowhere. Well, Amazon says it's a problem, but they're fixing it. They say they have a fix for it. That they don't, they did not.
She's not supposed to laugh?
No, not just out of the blue.
Oh, okay.
Not, you know, you're walking around, all of a sudden you hear this creepy laugh. I mean, it's freaking people out.
I can't imagine for what reason Alexa would laugh.
Well, you know, and that would depend on, you know.
Alexa, laugh for me.
Yeah, you don't even have to ask her to laugh.
She just doesn't.
She just laughs. Well, that sounds like a clown with a knife.
It really does.
It really does. That's what that sounds like. Somebody is going to murder you tonight. That's what that sounds like.
Sounds like Pennywise is on the way.
Absolutely. So I'm just saying, if you hear that noise, Amazon says that they're working on fixing it so that Alexa just doesn't creepy laugh just out of the blue.
That would scare the bejesus out of you, wouldn't it? I don't know whether you'd make it back to work or not.
I'm not sure. I'd go back in that house. But then again, I would not have an Alexa. But I know a lot of people who do and love it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are good qualities about Alexa.
It does all kinds of things for you and answers questions. And
I could do my kid's homework for him if I had Alexa.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But now, if that started...
Hey, Alexa, what's 25 divided by 2?
I'd have to have my house exercised of Alexa. And that is crazy. I'm going off the rails on a
crazy train. On your smartphone, download the free iHeartRadio app and listen anywhere in the U.S.
And listen on your computer free anywhere in the world.
And we're on HD Radio 102.1-2. And don't forget to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tony and Gary.
It's the morning show with Tony and Gary on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1069 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1069. 800-600-1069.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
The Lyosi Group has been taking care of your office needs for over 40 years. They've also been saving 95% of their customers' money and improving efficiency. In this economy, people don't want to think about buying office equipment, but the Lyosi Group is reducing hard dollar cost for their customers. How? The machines do more and cost less. Lexmark copiers revolutionize how copies, prints, scans, and faxes are made. Don't be afraid to check into saving your company money. The Lyosi Group is where you'll receive quality service guaranteed, response time guaranteed. That means guaranteed satisfaction. Call the Lyosi Group to start reducing your office costs today.
Service. Extraordinary service. Just ask anyone. 650-4150. Lyosi.
Debt is dumb. Dave Ramsey tells you why.
Of the number of people who start college, how many graduate? 52%.
That's an investment in my future.
Said the other 48% that are sitting at home with no freaking degree, but by God, they got the student loan debt. And you know how you get rid of Sally Mae? You either pay her off in full or you die. It's not bankruptible. It is not an investment in yourself, even if it is an investment. We don't borrow money for investments. The Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 11 on WBHP.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
Good news heading over Chapman Mountain this morning. Traffic looking good there on Highway 72 around Moores Mill. We're not spotting any problems on 431 around Big Cove. Traffic still in good shape up and down the parkway. No big delays on 565 around the Arsenal. Traffic looking good on 53 around Harvest. And right now, no problems around Athens or Decatur. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org.
Say good morning to Keith Pinkerton. He is Mr. Electric. Now, Keith, every month we have severe weather in the Tennessee Valley. Power outages, a big problem. But you can help stop that.
That is correct. We can actually come in and install a whole house generator that automatically senses when the power goes off, takes you off the utility grid, and turns on the generator and powers up your house during a power outage. And when power comes back on, it senses it and shuts down the generator and puts you back on the utility grid.
And another important feature with Mr. Electric is making sure you're safe at home.
We actually have a home safety inspection, electrical home safety inspection that we do when we come out to your house. And, you know, and we inspect your whole electrical system and we educate you about your electrical system. And if we see any code violations or anything that needs to be addressed, we'll give you a free upfront quote.
Call Mr. Electric today at 1-888-536-8119.
From the Yellowhammer Roofing Weather Center.
Now, your official WBHP Weather Center forecast.
This report is brought to you by Affordable Foundation and Home Repair.
I'm WHNT News 19 meteorologist Ben Smith. A partly cloudy sky, milder this afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, increasing clouds tonight. Not quite as cold, lows in the upper 40s. And a rainy scenario coming up both Saturday and on Sunday. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. It gets chilly again to start next week. Take my forecast to WBHP with you everywhere. Download the free iHeartRadio app at WBHPAM.com.
Cracks around your house, your brick, your sheetrock, your driveway. Call the crack guys at Affordable Foundation and Home Repair, 256-773-2002 or affordablefoundationfix.com.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Put Tony and Gary in your back pocket. Listen on your phone with the free iHeartRadio app.
I'm Kerry Rosenblum with Rosenblum Realty, and we'd like to make that dream of home ownership a reality for you in 2018. Give us a call at 256-539-9501, and we'll make it happen for you.
Kerry Rosenblum will make it happen for you. Buying a house, selling a house, leasing a house, or wanting to lease your house, property management, as well as investing. His phone number is
256-539-9501.
All right, so I'm going to throw out a couple more on the game we've been playing, which we're kind of working our way through the alphabet. Ends in Z. Example, John Kerry's wife, the heir to this pickle and ketchup manufacturing giant, began with H and ended in Z. That was Heinz. Frequency measured in thousands of cycles per second. That was begins with K, ends in Z. That was kilohertz. All right, let me throw out a couple more. The 21st most common last name in the U.S. Just ask Jennifer or George. And it begins with L, ends in Z.
Mm-hmm.
Ask George or Jennifer. Begins with L, ends in Z. Or how about this one? The only Looney Tune character that can reasonably be sure of being Australian. It begins with T and ends with Z.
That's funny.
The only Looney Tune character that can reasonably be sure of being Australian begins with T, ends with Z. One more. Last word in the name of the Exxon supertanker that in 1989 caused the largest oil spill to that date, because we've had bigger ones.
Yeah.
All right. 1989.
Yep.
Begins with V. Ends with Z.
Yep.
And I'm going to throw out one more, because I like this one. Begins with W.
Mm-hmm.
Ends in Z. May follow G, G-E-E, math.
Uh-huh.
Or cheese.
Yep.
All right, gotcha. Phone numbers are
256-534-3521, and 309-2313. I have to make an announcement for our program director.
Yes, you do.
Before we forget. It's going to be Alabama-Auburn today. Basketball tournament for the SEC men's basketball tournament.
Yes.
It's going to be going on this morning at 11:30. And if you want to listen to that, you can listen to our 800 AM frequency. It's going to be broadcast there. So 800 AM at 11:30, Alabama-Auburn basketball.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to touch on that expiration date you were talking about on the products earlier. I don't know if this is for certain, but I heard years ago that places like General, Dollar General and Tree and all that, that when they got the stuff, they got it more reasonable because it was more near to the expiration dates than like other stores.
Well, I have actually picked, shopping at Walmart, for example, I have gotten stuff or looked at stuff. And when I look at the expiration date, it's like 2 weeks old.
Oh, really?
And I try to tell somebody, nicely. I'll say, But, if you usually I go to the back of whatever I'm looking for to get the the longest date.
Absolutely.
Which is, if you get the stuff up front, that's going to get old quicker.
Yep.
Got to go back.
And probably a lot of times, I'm not down in stockers, but maybe they don't rotate the products,
Right.
But anyway, y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that stuff. And I don't know about if they, they may buy it cheaper because it's closer to the expiration date.
There was a store in Athens that Fallon and I used to, it's closed now, but we used to go to. And we knew that stuff was out of date. But
it was already out of date?
Yeah. But it was stuff that's not going to hurt you. And it wasn't crazy out of date. It wasn't 17 years or whatever out of date. But it was, a month or two out of date. But it was things that it's not going to be that big a deal if it's out of date. A lot of canned goods, some cereals.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat cereal. They get bugs in there.
If they're sealed, they were not going to get bugs in it. We never had any problem with that.
Okay.
But I heard someone was in there one day, and she was giving the person that worked there up the road about things being
out of date.
Well, look at the store you're in. Hello, everything's out of date. The paint is out of date.
Jeez. It's called the out of date store.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Rick. All right, let's go to Mary. Hey, Mary.
Good morning.
Hey. It would be Lopez. That's what it is.
Lopez.
The 21st most common last name in the U.S. Ask Jennifer or George. Lopez.
Thank you.
Why do you say Lopez?
I don't know.
That's wrong.
Thank you. Usually I get my Spanish right.
Lopez. I know. That's why I was surprised.
All right. Let's go to James. Hey, James.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, on that Alabama-Auburn basketball game this morning, we've also got an Alabama-Auburn gymnastics tonight.
Really?
Oh.
Did you not know about that?
I did not know about that.
You missed out on the gymnastics.
It's at the Von Braun.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, well,
7 o'clock.
Huh. Well, I've been kind of out of the loop this week, a little more than normal.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to take a guess at one of your trivias. I think it's Taz.
The only Looney Tune character reasonably to be sure of being Australian is Taz.
Well, that's Bubba. That's Bubba's, or Rick. No, that's Rick's son's nickname.
That's right.
Is it really?
Rick and Bubba.
Taz?
Yeah. He used to run through the house like a little Tasmanian devil.
Oh, that's cute.
Hey, James, question. Do you have family members that are in gymnastics?
No.
Yet you knew the gymnastics was going to happen.
Well, I've got a good friend of mine that gave me tickets to it. I'm taking my daughter.
Oh, that's how you...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I was going to say, I'm just not... I don't follow gymnastics.
Believe you me, I'm probably not going to follow it very well tonight, but I'm going to be there.
Right. You are going to be there with your daughter and nap time.
Exactly.
And nap time. Hey. Look at you.
Exactly.
Well, it is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the arena. And, tonight. Very good.
So Roll Tide.
There you go.
That's right. Even in gymnastics, Roll Tide.
Women gymnastics, Alabama versus Auburn. Thank you, James.
Yep. You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Who knew it was rivalry week for basketball and gymnastics?
Yeah, how about that? Can we now have some football?
No kidding.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
In 2020, football will be ramping up right about now with
the XFL.
With the XFL.
Yeah, well, you know, they used to play. Well, did they just play in Birmingham or did they play up here before?
I think it was a Birmingham. It was Birmingham team for sure. I think it was. I don't know.
I don't
know. I was young then.
Yeah, I barely remember it.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Don't go away.
Please. Barely.
WBHP.
Janet Kincheloe Martin, Calhoun Community College. We've talked a lot about the short-term classes you can take to go ahead and get a job,
yes.
Like everything from linemen and truck driving.
Yes.
And what else?
To phlebotomy. A phlebotomist is a person who draws your blood when you go in for lab work. Believe it or not, you can be certified to be a phlebotomist after one course, and a lot of people don't realize that. The good thing about these classes is that you can take the introductory courses and then be certified to work in that area, but then you can go back and get additional coursework and then be certified to do some other things. The beauty about those, as you said, is that you go and take that coursework for a very short period of time, but then you're certified to go out and work and make, you know, a very good living. We have everything from the line worker to truck driving that we've talked about, the CDL, which are all very popular, to phlebotomy, to certified nursing assistant, pharmacy tech, again, all making more than minimum wage.
Great ideas, yes. From Calhoun Community College.
Log on to calhoun.edu to register today.
Hi, I'm Diane from Custom Trucks.
And I'm Shannon. We're the Pickup Truck Girls. It's spring, time for baseball, golfing, basketball playoffs,
cup racing, hunting, fishing, camping.
Friends, whatever your passion is, we can outfit your truck, van, or SUV.
LED lights add more visibility. Leer caps and tonneaus keep your valuables safe and dry. Trailer hitches let you tow your boat or camper. Custom Trucks can meet your needs.
So come see us and take advantage of our 49 years in the aftermarket industry so you can spend more of your time doing what you love.
Custom Trucks on Research Park Boulevard or CustomTrucksAL.com.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Good news heading over Chapman Mountain this morning. Traffic looking good there on Highway 72 around Moores Mill. We're not spotting any problems on 431 around Big Cove. Traffic still in good shape up and down the parkway. No big delays on 565 around the Arsenal. Traffic looking good on 53 around Harvest. And right now, no problems around Athens or Decatur. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
85 million adults in America have high blood pressure and are at risk for stroke or heart attack. Get back on your treatment plan. Visit loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its high blood pressure awareness partners.
WBHP is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Welcome back to the morning show. Okay, what are we giving away?
$40 for Popeye's Cajun Fried Chicken. Movie passes for two at Hollywood 18. Family four-pack to the Botanical Gardens. $20 from Dunkin' Donuts, Huntsville and Madison.
And a day pass to the range at Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison.
All you have to do is call us. At the end of the show, we'll draw from all the people who have called in, and that person wins.
534-3521 and 309-2313.
So you still have a few minutes to call in to get qualified to win all the prizes. Remember, we've added a couple of passes to Stand Up Live, the comedy club, for tomorrow night at 7. So call us. Phone numbers are
256-534-3521 and 309-2313.
We covered North Korea and the situation there extensively in the first hour. If you didn't hear it, we're going to go back over it. But you can always listen to the podcast. Go to TonyandGary.com, and over on the right, you can click on the podcast link, and you can listen to us anytime during the day or night. Other things, since Dutch had called in about his situation, we not only have 800, 1230, but we have an HD channel. So a lot of the new cars have HD radio now, and it is
102.1-2. 102.1.
I can never remember it, but
-2.
Or you can buy one. You can for about $50 at Walmart. Do we still have that link on our?
I do.
Yeah, we have a link on our blog where you can get a HD radio that you can just plug into your radio in your car and or at home for about $50, and it's it's CD quality. And you can, so you can listen to us that way, or you can listen on your phone. Download the free iHeart Radio app. Type in WBHP, and you can listen to us crystal clear anywhere in the world. You can listen on your computer.
We sound good there, too.
Yeah, your computer, your phone, your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to us on iHeart on any of those.
Yeah.
So there are various ways, especially for those in the way outlining areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some people, was it Doug that got a Bose radio and was able to type it in?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he has that in his house, he said it was...
We sound real good on Bose.
Yeah, we do. But there are very... iHeart is free for your your computer, your phone, your laptop, and if you want an HD radio, if you don't have one in your car already in your system, then you can buy one and plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's various ways, especially for those of you who live kind of in the outlying areas. Just wanted to put that out there. We hadn't talked about that in a while. Let's see. Let's go to North Korea. So Bill Clinton back in 1995, and it started before Bill Clinton, but we'll start with him, because he made a national address to the country about the things that we were going to do with North Korea to keep Americans safe. Here we go.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
That wasn't it. That was immigration. Sorry. That was immigration, not North Korea.
Oh.
Yeah, you actually put it on here. Union immigration. Anyway, we'll skip that for right now. Come back to that on Monday. Let's go ahead. This is a montage of the media here lately who have just really taken Trump to task about how horribly he has been talking about the North Korean dictator and how he doesn't know what he's doing, he knows nothing about it, blah, 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 blah. Here's a sample.
He wasn't a president, he was a preacher up there, given his dark worldview.
It's really frightening to hear an American president talk about obliterating any other country.
The rhetoric was irresponsible. It was put many world leaders on edge. And frankly, it was contradictory in many, many places.
I'd call it a simplistic axis of evil speech on steroids. I mean,
hold on, one more time.
You know,
simplistic axis of evil on steroids.
Let's just go down in the history of weird UN speeches.
It is certainly an unusual speech, a weird speech, Rocket Man insulting Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. But then we have the South Koreans come out last night. The National Security Advisor of the South Korean government. And this is what he had to say last night. Here we go.
Good evening. Today I had the privilege of briefing President Trump on my recent visit to Pyongyang, North Korea. I'd like to thank President Trump, the Vice President, and his wonderful national security team, including my close friend, General McMaster. I explained to President Trump that his leadership and his maximum pressure policy, together with international solidarity, brought us to this juncture. I expressed President Moon Jae-in's personal gratitude for President Trump's leadership. I told President Trump that in our meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is committed to denuclearization. Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests. He understands that the routine joint military exercises between the Republic of Korea and the United States must continue. And he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization. The Republic of Korea, along with the United States, Japan, and our many partners around the world, remain fully and resolutely committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Along with President Trump, we are optimistic about continuing a diplomatic process to test the possibility of a peaceful resolution. The Republic of
Korea. So, you know, they're giving President Trump all the, you know, credit for it.
Yep.
And while the media was, you know, taking off on him and how you come you're being so mean. Let me say this, that there are, you know, the North Koreans have over the decades said they would do one thing and never did it. You know, we found out they were cheating on their nukes and, but Clinton and Bush and Obama gave him stuff. Nothing's going to be given to him this time. And the sanctions are not going to be lifted. The war games continue. Nothing's going to be changed until he changes. Now, we were told this morning by one of our listeners whose wife is South Korean, and she listens to the local news media. She streams it live every night to hear what's going on at home. And they're saying that Kim is coming to the White House to meet the president. We haven't heard that anywhere else.
No.
But if that is indeed true, you talk about a security nightmare. A security nightmare. That's going to be something. So we're going to keep our eyes on it and find out exactly, you know.
It's going to be interesting.
To see how it all plays
by
out.
By May. I mean, that's like, fairly quick.
That's right around the corner. So.
It really is.
Yeah. But we will. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to add to that, but there is breaking news.
Okay.
U.S. employers added 313,000 jobs in February, where they had estimated 200,000. Unemployment stayed at 4.1%, but the labor force participation rate now up to 63%.
Yeah. So,
what was it when Obama was?
It's like in the 90s, I think, or 80s or something. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look.
Well, no.
It wasn't that high, I guess. But
the labor, no, it was down. It was 40-something percent.
That's right. I'm sorry. I was going the wrong way.
Yeah. It's 40-something percent. Now it's up to 63%.
Every time these come out, and I haven't figured out the difference yet, this number is always higher than what the actual number is.
Yes.
So this says 313,000 jobs added in February. We'll know more on Monday because then another figure comes out.
Right.
And I have not yet. I'll have to ask Mo Brooks, I guess, about that one.
He'd be the one to ask.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm on my way up here to Bankston and Ardmore to turn my motorhome in. I got a little late start, but yeah, what about that? Them mainstream media, they're wrong again.
Wrong again, yeah.
They just cannot get over how well this guy is doing in the White House. They just can't stand it.
Well, they're going to try to negate the good news on jobs and this you know possibility of maybe coming getting some kind of peace deal done because 60 Minutes on this Sunday is going to have an interview with Stormy Daniels.
Oh, that ought to be good. Yeah.
That's what they care about.
Yeah, they're all about distraction. They're all about lying because they're the ones that's lying, and they call him a liar.
Yeah.
I just can't understand it. And you know, the American public, I would say over 60% or about 60% are not buying into it. Now, the other 40%, they're lost.
Yeah.
They're the give me crew that I call. You know, as long as you're giving them, they're loving you. Once you stop giving, like Trump has stopped giving, they don't love you no more.
Yeah.
So,
you be careful, you know. Joe.
All right, y'all have a great day.
Let me say this, too, about this. And she's the porn star who said she had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006.
Yes.
So we're talking about something that happened before, you know, while he was a private citizen, before he became president, before he ran, before he announced. You know, we're talking 12 years ago.
Right.
At the time, she could have come out and said something and sued him or whatever, but that didn't happen. And then the story goes that Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer in 2016, had her sign an agreement that she wouldn't talk about. She wanted to talk about it a month before the election. So to keep her quiet, So she didn't come out with a story because the media would have run with it. He gave her $130,000 out of his own money. It wasn't campaign money. It wasn't Trump money. It was Cohen money.
Yeah.
Now, back to the substance. Did he have an affair in 2006 with this woman? He was married to Melania for about a year then. And, hey, he probably did.
Yeah.
He had it.
I figure he probably did.
Yeah. I mean, he cheated on his first wife, cheated on his second wife, or first wife with his second wife with his third wife, and some other people.
Yeah.
Okay. 2006, did he? Most likely.
Yeah.
But they were trying to compare him to why people were upset about Clinton. Well, Clinton was president of the United States in the Oval Office.
Yes.
There is a difference.
Yes, there is.
people elected Donald Trump not for his moral character.
No.
In 2006, or the Billy Bush tape, or any of that stuff that happened. That happened, I think, in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of Trump supporters would say that he had a change of heart. I mean, he went from pro-choice to pro-life based on a good friend of his who decided to keep their baby, even though they had been thinking about abortion, and then helping raise that baby. And it took Trump to a new place, pro-life, when you have personal
experience
with it. Do I think he's having affairs now? No.
No.
I don't think so. I think we saw, I mean, it's all those Bible studies that they're having every other day. And
yeah, he's made a turn.
He's made a turn,
I think.
But in 2000, and then Stormy Daniels, that's not a real name. She came out just a couple of months ago and wrote that, and put it out there, signed it, that she did not have an affair. Well, she took the money, and now she wants more money. This is all about money. Just make sure everybody understands this.
Mm-hmm.
She can make a whole lot more money than $130,000 because the media will push this to no end. She can write a book. She'll get her own show. It'll be a reality show. It's about the money. Did he have an affair with this woman in 2006 and cheat on Melania? Most likely.
Yep.
Most likely. Is he a different person today as president? I think so. We'll take a break.
WBHP. From the Tennessee Valley to your radio, it's WBHP's Valley Happenings.
Hi, this is Steve Saluch, president of Valor Flight. Our mission is to fly Tennessee Valley Korean War veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit their memorial for a day of remembrance and gratitude. Each flight costs $100,000, and we have raised roughly $46,000 to date, of which we are very thankful. We are looking for 50 local business leaders to donate $1,000 each to help us reach our goal. Please send donations to Valor Flight, P.O. Box 1353, Madison, Alabama, 35758. Together, we will achieve this worthy mission.
And that's what's happening. For more information on Valley Happenings, log on to WBHPAM.com, keyword events. The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A heads up about a road closure this morning. Huntsville Utilities Operations will close the outside southbound lane of Madison Street between Low Avenue and St. Clair Avenue starting at 8 this morning to rerun service lines. That should be back open by about mid-afternoon. No problems right now if you're traveling on the interstate. The parkway looking good. No problems on Highway 72. I'm Captain Carl in the Hardee's Traffic Center.
When danger is imminent, will you be prepared? Now, many mobile devices can bring you critical information from local sources you trust with a unique sound and vibration. Wireless emergency alerts keep you in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts.
WBHP.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring.
Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accu-Check and Walgreens Trimetrics. That's not just good news. It's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Glenn Beck, mornings 8 to 11.
I'm telling you, you will laugh,
you will cry,
you will feel,
you will freak out.
WBHP.
All right, let's see. Let's get Brian in here real quick. Hey, Brian, you got about 30 seconds. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Just real quick, I have a curiosity question about the funeral of Billy Graham. I watched a replay of it, and, of course, the president was there. But I was curious to know if Barack Hussein was there. I didn't see him.
He
had a tendency to avoid Christian things. And Bill and Hillary, were they there? I didn't see them either.
They went to North Carolina to visit him when he was...
They didn't. Bill did.
Bill did. Bill went. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I knew Billy Graham was a Democrat, and he supported Bill Clinton, so I figured they might have been there.
Well,
but okay, that's my question.
Presidents of both parties.
Barack Obama didn't show up because he was raising money for his library in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
Maddie, what are you doing? How do you like the new sign? Sutton and Daughters Furniture? Does Daddy know about this? Well, we can't call it Sutton and Sons because we don't have any brothers. And besides, we've helped Daddy in the store practically since we were babies. Sutton and Daughters. That has a nice ring to it. Finally, some respect around here. Laren, this could be the start of a new trend. Either that or World War III.
The brands you trust, like Clayton Marcus and Craftmaster, at a price you'll love.
That's because Daddy said sell it.
Sutton Furniture.
Highway 72 in Athens.
If you're looking for one of the finest dining experiences in the Tennessee Valley, if you're looking for the best, absolute best steaks and the freshest seafood, look no further. Nick's Ristorante on Bailey Cove Road, south of Weatherly in Huntsville, is the place for you. Go by and see our buddy Nick and all the family there waiting to serve you with the best food that Huntsville has seen in years and years at Nick's Ristorante on Bailey Cove Road, just south of Weatherly.
So why do people drive from all over the southeast to Eddie Pruitt Ford?
Tremendous savings on new Ford cars and trucks. Crossovers and SUVs.
Right now, great buys at Eddie Pruitt Ford. Great incentives from Ford Motor Company as well as from Eddie Pruitt himself. And he's got those program vehicles with still under factory warranty mileage on them at Eddie Pruitt Ford, and you can save thousands and thousands of dollars. And at Eddie Pruitt Ford, every new Ford comes with a powertrain lifetime warranty. You heard me right. A lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Ford sold at Eddie Pruitt Ford. So do like I do and have been doing for years. I head over to Hartsell, Alabama, Highway 31 and do business with my friend Eddie Pruitt. And you'll do it too because he'll treat you right at Eddie Pruitt Ford, Highway 31, Hartsell.
This is 800-1230 WBHP, the Valley's Big Talker.
All right, you ready? Here we go. Congratulations to Jim Harrison. I could hear you off in a hole somewhere.
That's where I was.
Yeah.
I was in your hole.
Weather?
We're looking like sunny skies today. It's going to be up to 60 degrees. So that's decent. But rain moves in tonight after midnight, low 44. Then 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday, 90% Saturday night. 50% Sunday, tapering off Sunday night with maybe a flurry or two late Sunday night into early Monday morning.
Hmm. All right, enjoy the day. Try to enjoy the weekend. And we'll be here, snow, sleet, rain.
Oh, yeah. Well,
whatever.
I will be.
Yeah, Corey will. No. I'll be here on Monday, bright and early. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye, y'all.
Glenn Beck follows Fox News on WBHP Huntsville, WHOS Decatur, and WD.